Dreamstar.
Yeah, yeah, he's right.
Pay no attention to me. I don't know shit.
Whoop, out of the internet. Oh, wait, no, damn it. Okay, now
back to the internet. Alright, time to mute this. There we go.
No, I just, I simply had a herp-derp moment where I forgot that I have the stuff, so that way then we could see all the photos and that in a pop-out. So when I go to click on Discord, it's just like, what? I'm like,
Why would you do that?
Because, again, I didn't fall asleep until almost 5 in the morning after waking up at 6 in the morning yesterday.
That happened.
And then woke up to alarms at, like, 9 in the morning. Well, technically, they started going off at, like, almost 7, but either way, I finally got woke up to them at almost 9 in the morning. Now I'm all coughing and shit.
Do, 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 do. Time for me to fix this.
All right, got my coffee. I already wanted to shoot myself beforehand.
You gotta delete those.
Well, you gotta be careful with that.
Be careful with what?
Not shooting self.
No. Meh. I do what I want.
No, that's still, like, the most hilarious fucking thing ever. When Taka and the guys ended up doing the first Orktober for the crew for their D&D, they ended up getting Edward Bosco on, who's now, like, a mainstay of the D&D group that they end up having. And literally the first thing he's doing is he's like, yeah, I'm getting everything set up on my back porch. And everybody's kind of joking. He goes, hold on, let me do something. And all of a sudden you hear a loud bang. So the running gag shot his computer because it wasn't doing what he needed it to do. It was like, holy shit, Bosco, are you okay? Are you okay? Did Bosco just shoot his computer? What the fuck? And it's like, oh, like everybody was like laughing. That was fucking awesome.
Switching back to my account. That should be fixed. We should be set. We should be ready.
You know, I like that Jacob guy's idea in the chat.
What?
He says, please don't do build. It will be funny.
we would piss off a lot of people,
but we have to.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I mean, I haven't seen it. I don't know. I'll know soon. All right. Here we go. Welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 212, Kamen Rider Build. And we are now a show sitting at 2.21k subscribers.
It's about goddamn time.
I want to be honest, I'm surprised. I'm surprised we're growing at all, because we're not monetized. YouTube will not advertise us. We are a 100% word-of-mouth show that is not tied into making them money at all.
Word.
To be fair, I think part of it is because people are fucking tired of watching Tiger King and other stupid shit on Netflix. And Adpocalypse version 8.0 just started with the new beef on YouTube, so I mean, you know.
Oh, and there's the new Toku Talk. Talk Sue.
What? What is that?
The Shot Factory guys who are doing the Kamen Rider stuff, they're doing their own podcast. Toku Talk Sue.
Huh.
Hmm.
Well, fair okay. enough. I mean, to be yeah. fair, well, I think we've been doing it longer, so I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody, every big name, I started kind of walking away from certain podcasts. Because I started running into this problem where I was listening to these guys that I thought were like normal guys, that they were fans. They were just dudes talking about shit. And then I started making a realization that I started really listening to the background of what they were talking about. And oftentimes they would talk about things where it was very obvious that they were in voice acting and then they were doing anime podcasts. Well, that means that when their podcast gets a whole bunch of attention, it doesn't really impress me as much because those guys are already plugged in to the main social pipeline. Like, right. Everybody fucking knows them. If tomorrow, and this has actually happened, there is a ranger out there who does a type of podcast. I believe it's called Uncensored Talk.
Isn't that the Yellow Ranger? Or what?
Yes, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And she has different rangers on her show. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not shitting on her show. I'm just saying when she gets millions of views, it really doesn't impress me. Even though I've listened to her show and I've liked it. So I'm trying to make it clear what I'm saying here. I have watched her show and like it. But when I see her views, I know the reason why she got those many views so fast.
Right.
Because she's already a big deal in terms of what she's about to be talking about. That's why it really surprises me that we've gone anywhere, because I see people like Jack Black and whatnot coming into this, and they're doing YouTube, and his fucking videos suck a dick,
yeah,
by the way.
I fucking unsubscribed. Jack Black,
fucking YouTube is shit. It's fucking shit, but it has millions of subscribers because he's Jack Black.
Right.
That fucking sucks. It's fucking awful. There's your beginner haterade before this episode even starts.
Yep. Bill's got the big old thing of Ragekka. He doesn't even drink anymore, and he's got Ragekka.
Right. Well, that's why I'm glad I found the new podcast that I did, which I'll give them a free plug. It's called the You Are Not So Smart Podcast. And basically all it is it's like it's like psychology type of thing, and they kind of like devote like 1 hour basically to talking like a different subject in psychology and different studies and research, and it's actually quite interesting where, you know, I can listen to something and be getting smart while I'm sitting at work and being dumb.
Oh man, that's real too, that whole sitting at work and getting dumb. Like, but that's, I swear, sometimes the way that jobs create a mundane atmosphere, they want you to be dumb.
Right.
So
that way you don't go looking for anything better.
I think that's actually sadly a part of it. So look, okay, here we are. We got some people in the stream now. We've killed enough time. I think it's about time.
About time.
So
say punch and pack.
Reploid Bill, Reploid Bill, William Bush,
Seth Lovell Sario,
Scott Action Jackson,
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Those last two guys sounded very enthusiastic, like they're really on board for what we're about to do here. I can tell.
Nick Burt, Lone Paladin, let's do this terrible fucking thing.
This terrible fucking thing.
I don't know yet.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to fandomnight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Only thing I know is now I got to go bye-bye chat, so I got to pull up a tabulational device here. Where to go?
So when I got this, I was also given documents we're supposed to read.
Okay, are we supposed to do that now?
Sure.
Sure, okay. Click on it. Click on the motherfucking document. We will viewificate it.
Hold on, let me zoom in on it for some of those who can't.
Okay.
Since this is the way the folder should be reconsolidated. First level folder, second level, third folder, fourth level. Okay. Folder 1. Oh.
Oh, lovely. I'm looking at this and I'm already excited. This is gonna be an episode right here.
Yeah.
Fucking right off the bat, the chat's like, oof, that's a lot of words.
The TLDR is, this is gonna be sucky as hell. All right, good deal.
All right, this is gonna be good.
That means at some point I'm gonna go take a shit.
Oh, there's a lot more.
Because I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah, there's 3 pages worth of shit, and as far as I can tell, it looks like it is...
Jesus
Christ. So it looks like that's it. So it's 10 folders, and folders within folders.
With like 50 folders in folders.
Hold on, wait, let me try and fix this. Maybe if I'm lucky, it gets it down to 2 pages. Nope.
I don't...
Oh, yeah, it would be because there's extra space there. Okay,
what's the other document we have to look at?
Woo! We got heads up for folders and folders for once.
Holy fuck.
So we know what kind of landmines we're walking into.
Yeah, so what's the other thing we need to look at so that we can get on to what seems to be a hell of a lot of shit we need to look over?
All right, hold on. Let's get out of that one. Discard. Paying attention for the what?
To whom it may concern. That's always a good start.
Oh, wait, we got some video?
No, they're talking about this video that we're broadcasting, streaming, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Were you supposed to read this before we did
some
this?
Fun facts.
Yeah, Super Wiki's basically explaining everything to us.
Were you supposed to read this before we went live?
I don't know.
I wish you had.
Super Wiki, explain.
You're gonna have to read it. Like we're just dead air now.
Compilation of pictures was compiled by your regular and now contributor, Super Wiki One. It is with our utmost gratitude that you allowed community contributions to your photos. Maybe this could be a well-worn thanks after the images from both Kamen Rider EXAID and Amazons, but we hope you enjoy... Oh, Jesus, it keeps getting blurry. Because the chat will likely yell this at you. I'll save you the trouble. Guess what? That's not going to save us the trouble. They're still going to yell at us.
Yeah, chat.
They're still going to yell at us.
How do I know this? We've been doing this for 10 years.
Yep.
So, actually, longer than 10 years, and on second part, it's the fucking internet.
Right. All right, so, Scott, kind of thumb through. I'm going to give the TLDR. Okay, so base form, there's not much to it. Mix and match form, the headache inducer in red.
Oh, good.
That's all we need to fucking know about that. Best matches that have appeared in the show, don't care. We'll get to that later. First quarter.
Whoa, go back. No, hold on. Go back.
Hold on.
Oh, it says, obviously, these are made to sell toys. Bill will be mad.
It's not my fault. It's the best.
Okay. With an addendum for apparently M&M Rangers. So we're going to get like a yellow peanut and a fucking angry red. Okay, got it. First quarter.
No, a mopey red.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay, first upgrade. Okay, Super Saiyan
Another
1,
tier.
Whatever. Second quarter upgrade
Super
Saiyan,
Saiyan
2. 2 or 3. Ooh. Super form is Super Saiyan, Saiyan. God, Super Saiyan. Okay, final form.
Final form. Extra final. Okay, no, fuck this.
Holy
Fusion final form, crossover form. Okay, keep going. Builds proper. Okay, fun fact. Kamen Rider Kiva's main costume armored. Okay, cool. Apparently Kiva was
real
so heavy
metal,
that the... Yeah, it was made out of real metal.
Yeah, it was real metal. It was heavy as shit. Actor collapsed, he said.
Damn.
Nice.
And Ibrim, no, it's purple, not pink. We do have a pink one. Just nobody's going to use it. Maybe Shane. We don't know yet.
Okay, so with that, I will move my mouse out of the way and turn it the fuck off. Okay, now then, to phone.
All right.
Let's see him. Open that bitch up.
Hell Bros and Kaiser.
Kill self for money. Hey, at Kaiser. Least they're labeled 1 and 2.
Yep. Kaiser.
Who's apparently a movie villain.
Ah, crap baskets.
That's fine. He warned us ahead of time.
1.1.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, two images. L okay.
Rose.
That's fine. Two images is fine. That dude looks kind of neat.
He's pretty, pretty all right for a villain.
Next.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like the red. Of course, red and black always works. That's very simple. But I do tend to like the way his face mask is in general. He has kind of like the Wolverine thing going on where it comes back into those ears.
Wait, are you sure that's a black? Because, I mean, there it's black, but if you go to the other, I'm not sure if it's just lighting or what, but that looked like a brownish.
It's the lighting.
I think the eye color changes, so.
Well, I saw red, and that's what my mind is going to feature.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Red eyes.
Which is pretty dope. I like that.
He's super basic, super easy, but super cool. Nothing about him stands out, but nothing about him is bad. So I'm going to go like 3.7.
Oh, wow. I actually agree with that.
3.9. He's not quite a 4, but he's damn close.
Yeah, that's where I was sitting, too. I would have liked to have dropped a 4, but like nothing about him stands out to me. It's just nothing about him seems bad.
I'm going 3.3.
It's like the helmet. When you mentioned that the helmet was a lot like Wolverine, I was like, yeah, I could see that.
Well, I'm waiting on a Shane.
Three.
Okay. Chug lug your coffee, sir.
Shane is excited to be here today.
3.52. Yeah, I know. And like I said earlier, I was the one who literally had a 23-hour day because I couldn't sleep last night.
This motherfucker is about to wow you.
Kaiser.
Kaiser!
Huh.
The clockwork shit. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
This is the only picture we have, so I'm going to ignore this old dude because I know nothing about what the fuck is going on there. So he's some old dude that I'm guessing is a robot dude or something. I don't know. Don't care.
If I had to hypothesize, I would think maybe it's something where they kind of went back to the old thing where it's like...
Modified human.
Yeah, modified human where it's all robot.
They're not saying he's a bad guy from a movie, but right. Like I said, I don't know enough about him to care, so I'm going to look at that suit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Say zoom in, but that's going to be difficult.
Yeah, unfortunately, Windows 10 does not play well
neat.
With the old...
I do dig that a lot. Gear. I love the clockwork gears.
Yeah.
It is neat. It is neat. I do like the gears on the outside of the suit. It seems, I don't know how I'm trying to explain this. It almost seems like, because you got a Two-Face thing going on. I saw that in the chat, and I do agree. He's got like a Two-Face thing happening.
Right.
And part of him seems more modernized, like it's more modern writer shit. And then part of it looks like it's almost a steampunk, not quite ready for this level of technology thing going on with him.
Right.
Which I completely dig. So I'm going to give this dude a 4.3.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Uh, 3.9. I'm trying real hard to stay away
fours.
From the four yet. I want to... He's fine. He's neat. He sticks out. He's different. He's definitely worth my attention for what it's worth.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go with a straight 4, much like Shane when he's excited.
Wow! What the fuck? Wow!
Damn!
Holy shit!
That was fucking savage, Seth.
I'm trying to wake his ass up.
3.
I'm not feeling well, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, fair enough. My bad. I didn't know.
3.
Love you, buddy. 3.64. I figured it was just the usual. You hadn't had your morning coffee yet.
Coffee makes me sleepy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kaiser reverse.
So what, the other side? Oh, I was right. And it's red now. That is not a great picture for this, though.
Okay, so are all of them going to play this Two-Face motif? Because that will get old. Kind of like that one guy. We've already seen this where there was another guy that played the Two-Face motif and certain colors worked and certain didn't.
To be fair, he's a villain, so I mean, it's probably the only one.
Well, he's fine so far. He's just like the other guy was, except red instead of that purple. So, sure, 3.8. I think the purple was better.
3.
Leaving it to 4.
3.4 because, I don't know, something's off with it. It might just be the pose for the picture. But it lost a lot.
So since you've been interrupted 4 times now, I'm presuming you're sticking with the 3 chain?
Yep.
Okie doke. So, 3.44, moving on.
Okay.
I Kaiser? Fusion form?
Yep. So that would have been the purple and the red. Or the blue and the red, I mean. Yeah. Which, to be fair, blue and red work.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
That's
a little eye here.
The helmet's kind of creepy and cool at the same time.
Yeah, he is. He's neat.
All right. Next.
Oh, why would you do that, chat? Why would you do that? Beyblade Rider, you just fucked this guy right in the face.
Yeah.
Kakaider would have helped him a lot. Kakaider over here, Ronin is Kakaidering away. That would have caught my attention.
Beyblade has been thrown up.
Sadly, the first thing I saw was from Juan Don Nadi, or Nadai, or Nidi. Yeah. He caught me with Beyblades. That really hurts me right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, there's
Beyblade Metal Rider.
Yeah, and for me, there's something other than fucking Kakaider that he's reminding me of, but it's...
Now people are Beyblading over in the chat. They're letting it rip and shit.
Well, I'm going to let rip a fucking 2 then. I was actually kind of liking this guy until people said Beyblade. And now he just loses points.
I'm going to go to a 3.5. I kind of liked it when it was like one side was this and one side was that. This is just that dual color phase. And while he doesn't look bad, I just don't care.
In truth, though, I'm going to give it a 3.5 also.
Oh, well, God damn it. Okay, hold on.
Said you should have known that.
Yeah, oh, I should have, but again.
I do it for the speed. Again, I do my shit to antagonize the chat.
I know, but again, I fucking only passed out at 5:30 this morning and woke up at 9 o'clock. I got like a couple hours sleep in me. Me brain no processing.
Not me.
Put your fucking coffee on, bud.
I passed the fuck out early.
The only coffee I have is decaf, and the coffee pot I have is fucking nasty and disgusting because it's a hand-me-down. I still haven't unpacked that shit.
I was dead as shit. I'm about to hire some fucking neighbor kids to come mow this fucking lawn.
3.3.
That hill is kicking my old ass.
At least you didn't get the piss stung out of you.
I almost got stung twice. But every time, like, one bee landed literally on my fucking face. He landed, like, right on my cheek, and I let the mower go, and I was like, fuck that! I turned around and ran to the house. I fucking ran like a bitch.
Alright, well, either way, I'm giving him a 4.2, so altogether it's a 3.5. So, $1,000 fucking Wheel of Fortune Jeopardy fucking bonus points for Price is Right.
Alright, so...
Wait, me and Bill win money? When the hell did this start happening?
Hell bros.
It's fake money, just like the fake Shane Hug points. I mean, totally real Shane Hug points.
We might have 3 different scores to give here.
Okay, well, let's see.
That's fine.
Yeah, first
fine,
engine bros.
Scores. We'll get it done, like we always do.
Okay, he's simple.
Sucks.
He's still a 3.9. He's still the same guy that was in purple. He's just the other side of him is gears.
Yep.
Okay. And then let's see the other one before we make a decision as to whether we need to rate more or not.
Rimocon, bro.
Whoa! There's way too much going on with that one.
I don't know yet. I think that might be the way he's standing. Because he's got like a gun thing, which he didn't have, but the rest of him, I think, is still very much just the same thing.
Yeah, he just switched sides.
Well, it's but
from that angle, from that angle, you can really see how the gears stick out. Like you said, it makes him look really busy.
And then the third one is Hellbro's fusion form of both of them.
And then this is like that red guy that we just saw, the red and blue, but he's white and blue. Okay, so I'm a 3.5 on that guy and a 3.9 on the other two.
Okay, so...
I'll agree with that.
I'm a 2 on everybody.
Damn, he said 2 across the board!
I don't like the color brown.
I don't like the color brown?
He's talking about the leather parts.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh, I'm not even really noticing it, because...
Oh, no, I'm going to leave him at a 3.8 across the board.
I think the reason that color doesn't bother me...
I'm going threes.
Okay. Oftentimes when I play a game, like early, we're talking early, D&D-esque games or even D&D campaigns, I'm very used to seeing like leather armors, hide armors, and they're always like brown with black accents. And
well, Bill, you also usually play rangers and stuff.
Yeah, so that kind of color scheme has just kind of become a norm for me. But I understand where he's coming from, because, and this is going to be a weird reference, when I was growing up and we used to like play Legos, we would buy like the Lego castles. And I never bought the wolf castles because those guys were brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked the lions and the dragons because they actually got like the armor plates, like the plate mails and shit like that. And then the other guys, the wolf guys, they got these little like brown chest things, and I never cared for them.
All right, so because we're not in the studio, I can't do it. But the first two guys got a 3.32, and then the last guy gets to break the glass at a 3.16. Which is funny, because surprisingly, that's part of the reason why I was up all night, is I was watching old Stone Cold videos.
Wow.
Yeah. I fell down a weird fucking Facebook rabbit hole with videos last night.
No, I saw a Stone Cold video 2 days ago. I did.
Kamen Rider Blood.
I watched him beat people up with Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm. Blood.
He's in Grown Ups 2.
Oh, whoa. This dude looks pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got like a wizard thing going on about him almost.
Well, to be fair, he's reminding me more of the, and it's going to kill me because I can't think of the name, the bird dudes, like with the way that the visor is and how the capes all
turn. Oh, the G-Force dudes?
Yeah, the G-Force dudes. There you go, thank you.
Or the Gotcha Men?
Yeah.
Does he look like the villain from Gotcha Force?
Or Gotcha Force, that's what it was.
Kind of.
Hold on a minute. I'll check, hold on.
A little bit.
Or at least he looks like he could have been a villain for that.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty sweet.
Right.
I'm digging this guy. And the color scheme's actually appeasing, too.
Whole lot of stuff going down here on his belt area.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a belt.
To be fair, we've seen ridiculous
We've seen busier belts.
Yeah.
We've seen belts that...
I think that's
we've,
it.
We've seen some horrid belts.
Shit, we've seen a rhino hand.
I mean, that's true. We have seen the rhino hand.
Oh, that's the...
what?
I feel fucking stupid now.
Put in the wrong name?
Yeah, I don't know why my mind went back to GameCube. Gotcha Force is that game on GameCube.
Yep.
Gotchaman is what I was fucking thinking about.
Right.
I was right. Okay. Because I was like, oh, I fucked up. Obviously knows.
For some reason, my mind went back to the GameCube, and I have no idea why that game would reference. But yeah.
Because it's a fun G.I. Joe game.
Yeah, this dude is very reminiscent, way cooler, But that dude we were looking at is very reminiscent to the bad guy, the old bat. He was like a fucking bat with a cape, and yeah, he's very reminiscent to what they fought.
I like his cape.
Yeah, like the way that the cape looks like it's fucking battle damaged. While some of the coloring looks like it is a little bit too busy at points, I mean, to be fair, he's simply solid black with, like, red accents, a little bit of gold for some of the armor, a little bit of blue detail to kind of line up with the cape. I mean, to me, this dude is fucking solid. And then the fact that the mask itself kind of goes back to a bug, because he's kind of got, like, a fucking hornet type of a look to him. I'm at a 4-5 with this guy myself.
3.8.
What are you laughing at?
Okay, I'm going to give this guy a 4, and I'm going to say that if we ever did an episode where we followed the chat completely, like, and just went at the pace the chat was asking for, we'd fucking knock out 153 suits in 20 minutes. Like, right. They were, dude, it's all over the chat. Rate, score, how about some score? A score? Maybe a score. How about rate? Next. Fucking. They've been done with this guy for like fucking 6 minutes.
So basically what that means is everybody would start getting like twos and threes because we wouldn't even get a chance to look at the folder. We'd look at the folder name and they go, "I've been this motherfucker," and move on and be like, I've been watching.
There are times you can open the picture. Literally, you've opened the fucking guy up. He's been on the screen for like all of like 10 seconds and already the chat's like, 4-5-3-2-5-3, next, fucking... We're done. Fucking, we've seen him.
Well, I'm glad you guys have. We haven't seen shit. We do that on purpose, goddammit.
That's so good.
Fuck.
4.
Oh, shit. All right, who'd I miss a score from when we were busy laughing? And
I don't know. I gave a 4.
Okay. Well, I've got a 4-5, a 3-8, a 4, and a 4, so I'm probably missing a 4 then. So we'll just do that and then divide by that man is 4.06.
I had a quick emergency I had to deal with.
Oh, okay. So then it might have been a Nick score I missed?
Probably. Yeah, it was me. It's 4.8. I really like this guy.
Oh, well then let me go the fuck back. Okay, then we're going to plus 0.8 because I already gave him the 4. So maybe 4.22 then, so now we can move on.
Okay. Build.
Base form.
Standard forms. Oh, fuck.
Holy fuck!
We were already warned about this ahead of time.
Look, seeing it is different than reading about it. Like, holy shit.
A list Gorilla Mon. This is a list. I knew this was going to be ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just going to preemptively zero everything.
Oh, I don't know. This motif might actually work. This is kind of cool. He's...
Look at his strong hand.
I don't know how this is going to go over, but I'm going to say something. He looks like a Pokemon. Like he's a fucking ice ground.
Right.
Like or a fighting ice or something. Like, dude, it's actually kind of neat. And I'm going to say something. I like this idea where the colors cross
right. Instead
of go straight down. He's blue on one side and then blue on the other side and then blue on the other side.
Yeah.
I like that. I like how those colors crisscross rather than split him down the middle. I really think that helps him a lot. I'm on board with this. I actually really like what I'm seeing here. I like his big, dumb, punchy cannon hand. I like his tiny fucking diamond shoulder. I like that one side of his face is like a crazy icicle thing, while the other side is almost like a landmass fucking mechanical stalagmite or some shit. Like, I'm actually really digging this guy more than I think I even should.
Right. I don't know. I'm at a 3.9 for this guy.
Four. Oh, I'm not in control of the pictures. Every single one of these live shows since the quarantine that you've been seeing, that's not me controlling the board. I control the board when we're in the studio, but we haven't met in the studio for a day or two.
Yep. Yeah, that's me controlling it. Hi.
Yeah, it's been...
And it's what, me running the months? Stream, so, yeah.
And it's me hosting the call.
Yep.
We got this shit all spread out.
And it's Shane sitting in the corner.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I don't know, man. This dude sucks.
I'm sorry that none of my talk could help this guy, because I actually, I don't know why. I can't explain it.
It's not your fault. It's, like I said, I have a hatred for the color brown. I don't care, you know, and the Hellboy arm that he's got going on is dumb because...
Okay, I don't like Hellboy.
I hate Hellboy.
But I like the monk in Senran Kagura that uses the giant fucking robot piston fist.
I haven't seen that.
I like things like that. Like, well, she has these giant fucking crazy robot arm things that she holds like gauntlets, and when she punches, they go off like a cannon. Well, and I like that. I don't like big, dumb fucking Hellboy hand.
Shane, let me give you something that'll make it a little bit better for that.
But I'm looking at the back of his arm, and it's not just a hand. It looks like there's a piston thing in it.
Yep, it's a Gutsman arm.
When it punches.
Gutsman.
I like that idea a lot. He could fucking jump up and do a fucking Superman punch where it rockets him into your face.
Big O arm is cool too, because I like Big O. Right.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm seeing here. I understand your reference, and boy, if that was a Hellboy arm, he would fucking drop an entire grade point easily, because I don't... I'm sorry... If it's your favorite fucking thing, that's you. I'm not a Hellboy guy. I never have been. I probably never will be. I just don't care. I don't like his design. I don't give a shit about the story. And I don't like his big, dumb fucking arm.
I'll give him a 3 because I like the blue. Like, I like the ice diamond stuff.
Yeah, he even had... Yeah, they're saying it's a Pacific Rim style punch.
I did like Pacific Rim. The first
That's one. What I pictured. I don't see what you're seeing.
I saw it because the chat said something, and then I looked again, and that's when I noticed it.
People are saying no references, please.
But yes, because it ruins.
Then
stuff.
You're in the wrong yeah, show.
If you don't like it, there's the door.
I already made somebody shit.
The door to the internet.
I already made somebody shitless by not liking Hellboy. So that
was. Well, I'm sure you did.
That's fine. I'm missing.
Oh, I did.
I'm missing a couple scores here. What do we got?
Oh, I haven't given one. I've been fighting with myself because I really like him. I'm gonna go like 4.3. I don't know why, but there's something I really like about this.
Okay, so I've got my 3.9. I've got a 4, a 3, and a 4.3.
3.9.
There we go. I knew there was a somebody. And then with a thing and about the deal and 3.82 moving on.
Okay, and there was only two images. One was a different type of
one
image.
One had the black background. The other one had like the clear Photoshop. You could put them in anything background.
Yeah.
So moving on.
Okay, Hawk Gatling.
Yep.
Looks like a bunch of twos and a three. So more of these black and whites.
Okay, this...
He's got the
not
weird
as much.
Predator eye.
He's got like a bird thing going on one side, then he's got like a gunner thing going on the other side.
Well, yeah, the folders have been telling you exactly what the fusion is going to end up being.
Oh, I know. I just can't see them.
Fair enough.
Because nothing... In order to keep the chat up, I have to make Discord as big as I can.
Right.
And then use the Discord so I could see it in live time without the 15-second delay. And so I see But when it really blurs for me. So that's the reason sometimes I take a second.
Cause this man to get a one.
Damn. Yeah, what gave him a one?
Read the chat real quick.
What? Did somebody
Top
make a
Gun?
Top shot?
Gun Rider.
Oh.
Is there a reason we don't like Top Gun?
Yep.
Top Gun's a good movie.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember a fucking thing about it other than that song. I'm serious.
I've never watched
that song too.
I remember there are jets, there's Tom Cruise, and there's that song, and that's as far as I remember. I've only heard the song. Oh, and I guess I remember there's a Nintendo game, but I don't remember it for any good reason.
But the Nintendo game was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I remember the Nintendo game for a good reason, and that's because it was one of the early episodes of AVGN when he could actually do what the fuck he wanted and wasn't under time constraints, but that's another story for another time.
Also, Ronan loses 850 billion
chain
points.
Shit, that's fucking cool! He's got fucking base wings!
Yeah, yep. That's pretty sweet.
Those are the kind of wings... Those are the wings that fucking Bass gets when he combines with Treble.
Yep.
See, I like this one.
Ronan will never get a Shane hug. I just nuked him into fucking the prehistoric age.
For what?
For the Top Gun reference.
Oh, you're such a hater.
Yep. No Shane hug ever for Ronan. Ruining this cool guy because I want to like this guy because those wings are sweet. But no, now all I can think of is fucking Top Gun.
You're getting booed.
They say that his weapon is a Gatling pistol.
That's cool.
They said they didn't get a picture of it. They're kind of wishing they had now.
Nah.
Okay, so I like that. I guess he's got a fucking Gundam fucking Vulcan cannon on his head.
I like the three eyes, like a Splinter Cell.
I was looking at that like a gun. Maybe it is a three eyes thing. Maybe you're right.
It's like what Sam Fisher wears in Splinter Cell.
I don't know.
Okay, that makes me not as excited about it because I see he's got like a line of bullets on his fucking chest here, yeah. And he's got like this arm thing. I thought it was like a gun. Oh, people are saying it's a Gatling gun.
Yeah.
But no, he doesn't shoot from his eye. I can tell you that. Gatling gun. No. Okay. Okay, it's probably an eye like you were thinking.
Mm-hmm. Like I said,
that's not as exciting to me.
I've kind of been referencing this guy myself as looking like almost like a Deadshot kind of a writer.
I was thinking that too. The orange, I like the orange, and I like the. I know it's gray, but I'm gonna call it gunmetal because
it's probably more to the point of what it is.
I like that color scheme along with the black. I like this dude a lot. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drop a 4-5.
Some people are trying to make it cool. You said a 4.5.
Oh.
It's the solid eye from MGS4.
Yep. See, that guy's trying to save it, but Ronan already ruined it for me.
Oh, he didn't. Not quite yet. I love Metal Gear, so I'm going to...
I don't know. I'm at a 4.1 myself. Like, while the color scheme and everything looks good, there are parts of him that definitely look like too busy type of a thing. Like, they were like, that's Jimmy. He's here. He needs something to do. Just tell him to slap shit on that costume. Like, kind of make it look cool, but just tell him to do something. Get him out of the production way.
All right. I'm going to hit 3.5. Because there's something about him, and I can't explain it. He's cool, but he does not catch my attention.
3.7.
3.36. We can move on.
All right. Let's get away from this Condor Man
for now.
Gatling gun guy.
You know, the sad thing is, I would have probably given him a 3.7 like Ooh. Scott did.
Ninny Comic?
Yep.
Such a hater.
Ninja comic, okay, let's see what happens when you mix a ninja with a comic. Huh.
I like the purple.
Okay, I like his purple side.
He's an Electabuzz on the other side.
Yeah, that's what's not going well with me.
I mean, yeah. Usually yellow and black do work well together, when they're trying to clash.
This guy looks like Mega Man ran through two levels, destroyed Elec Man, and then destroyed Shadow Man, and then Wily had no choice but to just build what was left of them into a new guy.
Shadow Elec Man?
Yep.
Oh wow! No, that's actually very.
But that means he's not a Net Navi assassin, so he can't be a pimp.
Blah, 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 blah.
Jesus, man, we got fucking basketball references. Yes, those are the Laker colors for damn sure. I'm not a Laker fan, but I still like this. I like this dude. 50%. If that makes any sense.
Okay, well, 50% is a 2.5.
50% is a 2.5.
Yeah, I think
I like the purple. I really do like the purple. I think I would like the yellow if it was with a different color.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit at 3.2. He's the lowest of what I've seen, but his motif seems to be working. What's helping this guy is the fact that the colors alternate. That is a huge deal. Because I think that Two-Face look is tacky.
Yeah.
They
hey,
also
do me a favor. Zoom in on the belt.
Yeah, he's got two. It's like little vials.
Yeah. All of them have the neat little vial things.
He has the vials on his side pouch right here, too, which is probably how he changes forms and does what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually think that's kind of neat.
I can only assume that's what happens. I haven't seen
so, that. So, he's almost like
Bane?
Oh, what's that? No, not Bane. No, he's not like Bane. That's not the same idea.
We don't have to worry about somebody taking away
the venom. He would be like Bioshock.
Yeah.
Where you need electric powers, you shoot up with electric powers. Yeah.
That's his fucking weapon? Holy shit, that's cool.
Oh, I thought you were talking like he was like a volcano and a guy, and then volcano guy?
He has a comic sword. And it was posted in the Sentai review.
Yeah, it is. It's in a...
That is actually cool. That's a unique weapon.
I say it looks very much like a toy.
That's
fine. I've gotten used to that. But yes, that is what that is. Scott, it's in my thing in the Sentai review tab. He posted a picture. If you want to look at it.
That's actually pretty sweet.
No, the other one, the green guy. Yeah, the green one underneath of the fist.
Your fist.
Okay.
And then it'll Sentai. Be Sentai.
Scott then, never knows about my channel for some reason.
Yeah.
It's not on here enough. Yeah, there it is. You see it? That's what it is.
I think
it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
It's different because you don't actually. I've never seen a comic sword. We mean we've seen scoop hands as a weapon. So
I did not give anything good to scoop hands.
But that's not a unique weapon. That's a fucking scoop.
I don't know. Either way, I'm at a 3.5 for this guy myself. What else we got?
3.3.
I know I said I like 50% of him, and that's a 2.5. But I like him more than a 2.5. I'm going to give him a 3.5.
Okay.
3.5 also. I mean, he's not terrible. Have seen way worse.
So, altogether, he's a 3.4, so we can move on.
Okay.
Rocket Panda form.
What the fuck? If it's not black and white. It's kinda.
He's got the black and white.
I don't really get the rocket bit. I mean, blue
good
doesn't
God.
Really...
Does he
throw rocket at me?
Is that fist got a claw?
Sorry, I had to go back and I had to check that Goku image and see just how often fucking Scott actually frequents my page, and he is never on.
Okay, Scott, you might want to go back to the other one.
Time ago.
The other one?
No, I'm seeing him.
No, I mean that shows the glove better.
Oh yeah.
Like, the black background is the better of the two pictures. Because we can easily tell what the black parts are, but with the white background, it eats, like, a large chunk of his arm. Huh. Like, I kind of like the claw. The claw arm's neat. I can dig that, but the rocket part is kind of,
Frodo Guy is from no other live stream. I can absolutely promise you that. He does this show
and this show only.
Well, now we'll save that we'll save that one for later.
Wait, is that real? Because I'm seeing people argue about it. Is that a rhino hand?
It's supposed to be a panda.
It's a
if
panda.
That's a rhino hand, then this guy gets a zero for fucking up his own motif.
Oh, yeah. You'd be a hater. You can't stop the rhino.
I can with a zero.
You can't. I've heard Buzz sing, Buzzhorn sings about it.
I don't give a
three.
Fuck.
He's not impressing me, but at the same time, he's not that bad, so I'm sticking with a 3.5.
Yeah, he's a 2.8. I do not like that rocket ass, or the 3. Rocket 2. Set. It just doesn't look right.
3.
Okay. 3.1, move on.
People should know when I'm joking by now.
It's true.
We've only been doing this show for over a decade.
They don't be knowing you. People find this show at random that you can't even imagine.
Fire,
I get comments on like people will discover randomly like episode 82 and be like brr, 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 and type out a whole thing about how they're mad or something, and I'm like, wow, did you just get here? Because
we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, did you just get here? Because there's like 1,000 more episodes from where you're at. So
so this is a fire hedgehog.
Yeah.
Is that what he is?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not digging the hedgehog part, especially because hedgehogs aren't usually white.
I can kind of see it in the helmet here, but that's it.
Okay, for sure.
No, because that even looks like a bird wing in the helmet.
I'm really into the color red.
So. I mean, the red looks
good. I love the red.
It fuses with the white really well, just that white arm sucks.
Arguable! Hedgehogs are white.
I mean, they can be, but most of them are like a brownish color.
I do like what the chat says.
Or gray.
They're not
brown, gray, or white, or a mixture of all three.
No. I like what the chat said. They're not usually blue either.
Yeah,
that's true. Even that.
Yeah, they're usually not blue or black or silver or green.
We're using
obviously
the word,
blue would have probably helped.
We are using the word usually. Very loosely here. They're never blue. Never seen one blue.
Not a real one.
I've seen an animated blue hedgehog.
Right.
2.5.
Actually, own that movie. Because it was a good movie.
Yeah, I'm thinking about buying it. I've been buying almost nothing lately on purpose. I've been really trying to not spend my money. Same. But I'm tempted to buy that.
I mean, it's not that expensive. It's like $25.
Right. And I did enjoy that
movie.
We
don't need to buy the fucking super 4K bullshit movie.
I might have to do that.
Oh, did you get a new TV?
No, my TV's always been 4K. It's just very rare that I have a chance to use it for 4K.
I didn't know that.
That's why you didn't know that, because it's very rare that I have a reason to put in any of my 4K material. I even have one of those monster cords with an actual 6K transfer.
Nice.
And I got a 4K Blu-ray player, but I've only got like maybe 7 actual 4K up to par movies, because I have weird things like Terminator 2 in 4K, which looks better. But that's not fucking 4K.
No, that's a fucking upscale.
Well, because it wasn't filmed in 4K. It's not going to be 4K.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have weird stuff like that. I don't have a lot that actually showcases what my TV can do.
Yeah, the only Terminator movie that you're going to be able to get that'll be fucking 4K is going to be the brand new one. And I haven't seen it, so I can't pass judgment.
Dark Fate? Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, people are talking about it like on the chat here. Like, there's Akira in 4K. It's not really that good. It's fine at best. And there's Batman 4K, but like,
Actually, I'm going to drop down my score because I'm getting sick of looking at this candy cane rider.
What? He's fucking awful, dude.
You know what?
Minty goodness, man. Pepperminty goodness.
Okay, and then since I was fixing his, what'd you say, Nick?
3.9.
Okay, there we go. And like I said, I'm
going to... Sometimes you really dig that, the red.
Well, I'm going to assume that is a flamethrower and a punchy hand. And then he's also got a Zaku shoulder charge that he's capable of.
Yep.
Oh, well, you definitely sold it for me. 4.6.
But hold on.
Jesus
Christ. Curious. I'm legitimately curious. Can he spew flames from his shoulder?
I don't know, because to be fair, I've been referencing him more as like a fire truck for the fire portion of it.
Oh, actually, the shoulder can shoot water, apparently.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I'm more right. He's fire truck.
I'll stick with the 3.9.
No, the Zaku reference got me.
Okay, we're going to go 3.5 on this guy. He's fine.
Okay, so he's a 3.5.
He's fine.
Bonus points for me and Bill.
So, we're down to Lion Cleaner form.
Oh my god. We're trudging along!
Yep.
What the fuck?
Oh.
Two!
This one is bad.
One!
What the fuck is it?
Does he have a handle?
Half lion, half fucking shark vacuum cleaner.
A one.
So, this guy is a dust buster?
Yes.
Is that a fucking kunai on his fucking shoulder blade?
No.
No.
That's a lion tail.
Yeah.
That's a lion tail?
Yes.
Yep,
and
lion
the other
tail.
Side is a canister for an upright vacuum cleaner. And his hand is the nozzle to a vacuum cleaner.
Give this man a fucking two. I'm done looking at him. He sucks enemies.
Well, he just sucks.
2.5, because the only thing that makes him any better is I can make a fucking Mega Maid reference.
Doom, 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 doom.
He can shoot compressed air.
Suck to blow.
Shoot compressed air. Good for him.
Bubble Man can do better.
He's going to get a 1.
I'm amazed you didn't make your list.
Wow, this guy,
1.7. He went from suck to blow.
We didn't even have to look at the second picture. We already knew.
Dude, fuck on him. That was
dragon.
Dumb.
Please be cool.
Dragon and lock. Okay. Oh, wow. I have to stop myself from making a reference.
I see the dragon side.
The dragon side's weak. The lock side is not
I think
cool.
The dragon side is basic. It's basic and doable. He's got, like, arm spikes, which is fine. The other side, the lock side, is... It's really fucking hurting me here.
Don't do that, chat. You just ruined it for Bill.
You just ruined it for Nick, too, because I absolutely abhor Kingdom Hearts.
Keyblade, huh?
Damn it.
Zero.
That was the reference I was trying to avoid. Shit.
That's good right there. I absolutely love him now. He's fucking 1.2.
He just unlocked his way to the zeros.
Oh, I see another Keyblade. He gets a 1. Keyblade, he gets a 0.9.
Keyblade, Bill. Keyblade, 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 Keyblade.
Give him a 0.
Yes!
Keep going.
Double
Maybe
zeros.
He might waste a nuke.
No, we're not. We're going to hold the nuke.
You ever want to hear my fucking opinions on fucking Kingdom Hearts? Watch the controller pile up, episode 3, Kingdom Hate.
Yep.
They're egging Bill on trying to get in the name of this fucker.
Well, we're waiting on fucking Shane.
Well... I'm at a loss.
I think he should make the list, Shane.
I've put way worse on the list.
Yeah.
You've put way better on the list.
But I know how to please the fans, so 0.
Okay, on the list.
Good
man.
Because, like
gonna,
I said, you
I'm
put way better on
fairly
the left.
And not let shitty that? Video games fucking reference me, and I'm going to give him a 2.7. Just because, even though it is a Keyblade, it's still a stupid fucking weapon in general. Not because it's a Keyblade, but because that literally looks like a stupid fucking weapon. And the dragon side kind of drags it up a bit. So altogether, this man is a 0.94. He has the Golden Turd Award for it.
Good. Fuck
you,
that guy.
Did you also know that he can unlock his eye?
Yes.
Kaizu Reza Pirate Train.
Oh.
Oh,
boy. Two themes
we
like.
Be awesome.
Okay.
Be awesome. the color scheme is not good.
I like the green.
I don't know. I'm sitting more towards the blue. The green kind of throws it. Which is weird because usually it's the other way around for me.
I feel like if
because green used to be my favorite.
Well, I mean, the green to me is fine. I feel like if they went with a darker blue, it would be okay. But at the same time, if you want the blue to be okay, they should have gone with like a darker green. I mean, like to
yeah.
me, it just feels like one of the two should have been a little bit darker. But otherwise, he's not that terrible.
Look,
I can at least bump his ass back up to like a 3.7 personally.
Guys, I'm just gonna point this out. I think you're having problem because you guys have untrained eyes. Where this guy, obviously.
Bill, I see what you did there.
Good for you, Bill.
You're not the only one who can play this game, motherfucker.
That's true.
Come on, give me train puns. I'll give you pirate puns.
Look, guy, I'm just saying.
Rated R.
I'm just saying, when you train those pecs. Oh, my God.
But he is a pirate, and we can't see the back. Maybe he's also working the glutes for that booty.
Oh, I could imagine. But nothing can stop the rail he's going to put on you with that arm. I see you guys.
2.2. It looks like a fucking mess to me.
We broke Scott.
You really did.
You know what? This guy gets a 3.5 because of the great puns.
He is a 3.8.
Oh boy.
I don't think he's good. I don't.
But you can't deny the greatness of the puns.
He's 2.5, though he's fucking awesome.
Alright, he's a 3.14, he's pie.
I'm just saying, don't cross his shoulder. You'll fucking get checked.
Octopus light form.
Oh, shit. So he's gonna be half octopus, half light bulb? Hey, look.
Oh no.
So, he's a failed bright man. With octopus bits.
I'm not even going to try to break this guy down. He's a fucking 2.5.
He's a 1.5.
Damn.
I like the colors. But I don't like the octopus and Tulsa bulb thing.
Oh, that's not a Tesla bulb. That's a really shitty Edison bulb.
Yep.
Damn.
That's more like a fucking doorknob.
It does look like one of those gold doorknobs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
2.5.
So if you turn it, does his arm open?
No. Oh, no, his arm starts screaming at him to go and fucking drink the drink that's on the table.
I like that.
Never go wrong with an Alice in Wonderland joke.
I actually tend to like the octopus side.
I think that's the only thing that actually made him get a 1 in that region, because he probably should have been a 0.
I like the idea that he has kind of like that arm cape thing going on, but it's the tendrils, and I think that's neat, and it definitely could have worked its way into like a crazy CGI attack where he fucking wraps you up and punches you or something.
Go kill it, big girl.
I'll give it a 2.5.
2.3.
2.26. You were almost there.
Price is right. You are not.
Phoenix Robo form.
Okay. Half Phoenix, half robot. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
All right, okay. That's not bad looking.
This is neat.
He's got a pinky claw.
Oh, wow. He's getting closer to the fours again.
I love the red.
Be right back.
I love his little cape thing he's got. I can only assume that it's like a little cape thing. I like black.
It's one of those we've seen it before in like knights and shit like that. When you're making custom characters on games, they have that fucking butt flap thing. It has an actual name, but I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah,
it's even in the Destiny games too.
Yeah, yeah. I really like this guy. To be fair, the Phoenix is really cool. The red part's really cool. The robot part isn't too bad.
The robot part is helped because it's black, and black works with red.
Yes, yeah. They're very.
That's really what that is. Otherwise, the robot part is not impressive, literally at all. It's just kind of fine, and it would probably get a 3 if it was just a complete fucking robot thing. Maybe his hands might have hurt him, but the other side is really neat. It's very much like a Dragoon type look.
Oh yeah.
Oh, like Dart.
Yeah, like I get like a Dart feeling off of him. The way his armor curves out and spikes, and it's red, and it the way it kind of curls around him because of the way that they're doing the colors.
Oh, a Legend of Dragoon reference. I love it.
3.5. He's pretty cool.
4.2.
4. I'll go solid 4 on him.
Dr. Claw.
Okay. Yeah. And you did say a 4, right, Scotty?
Yep.
Yoga doke. So, yeah. So,
oh, well,
yeah.
Fuck. Just put me at a 4.2 then.
Oh, well, goddammit. I just did the fucking. fuck a duck. Where's the.
Good.
You know, good. It's not a filming Saturday unless I make Seth's life a living hell when it comes to calculations.
It's kind of true. No, not a fucking. What? God damn it.
I broke it.
Fucking
yes.
Calculator. Okay, there. And then we divide that by 5. Oh, fuck. He's a 404.
Error not
found.
Where
the
fuck you go? Alright. Schmaple Wolf form? Schmaple Roof? Whatever.
Probably Shamfo.
A Shamfo.
Oh, neat.
Fucking no idea.
Smartphone. I like that silver and blue.
I don't like
shoulder pad thing where he's like a fucking message or some shit.
He's a smartphone and a wolf.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the colors.
Yes.
I don't like him being a smartphone.
No.
I don't care that it's a smartphone shield thing or fucking arm bash deal. It's still dumb.
He's a 2.5 because I only like half of him.
Yeah,
I really like that wolf armor.
Yes, the wolf part is awesome.
The colors are very solid. The colors work very well. But I really don't need a fucking phone rider.
Join me, Bill. Man,
that's
you know it to be true.
Man, that's when they ran out of fucking ideas.
Yeah, I know.
So what should we make this guy? Make him a phone.
Be fair, phones are actually really super big and important in fucking Japan, but...
I know, but...
It's like trains. Over here, it makes no sense, but... Although, to be fair, phones are a big fucking thing everywhere with smartphones nowadays, but that's another story. Either way, I think I heard Scott throw out a score.
Yeah, I gave the same score Nick did, a 2.5.
Okay.
Because we only like half of him.
I agree with Nick on
that. That's fine. 2.5 is fine.
Yeah, I only like the wolf part.
Yeah,
his fucking eye is a phone icon.
Okay, well, this dude is a 2.76 because I gave him a 3.8 because the only thing that really drags him down is just that fucking, here's your text icon on his shoulder. Everything else I'm okay with.
No, because he's also got it on his chest. He's got an actual fucking IM on his chest.
Right, and that and the shield I'm okay with. It's the
He's got two of them on his chest.
Yeah.
He's an actual chat fucking channel.
Yes, I'm literally waiting for him to send the message.
Right.
Never get there.
And it's never going to get there, so he's so fuck him.
Right, but like Rose I said, for me...
Rose copter form.
Rose copter? Like a helicopter?
Yeah.
Wait, I guess it's two living things. All right, that's not terrible.
This guy looks like a Mega Man villain.
Yeah, he does.
I'm kind of digging it. Because he looks like a cross between Tengu Man and then, was there a Plant Man?
He looks like he's something wild straight out of the X series.
Yeah.
I really like the Rose part.
I really like the fact that he's got the fucking helicopter blade on his back, so if you're behind him, he'll just turn it on and be like, nope.
Shit, if we got this for Christmas morning, we'd be okay with it, right, Shane?
Yeah, Christmas morning, I'm fine with this guy. This guy don't bother me. I like the rose color. I like the thorns coming off his arm.
Right.
His eye is a rose, which doesn't bother me.
His shoulder pad is the, or his other shoulder pad, the helicopter one's the cockpit.
Yep. I like the green the green eye.
Oh, you mean the teal?
It's a helicopter.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Oh, this guy's good. I'm going to give this guy a 4.1.
See, I'm glad they didn't go with like a regular green. They went with teal.
Yeah, it helps.
Okay, I'm at a 4.2 myself.
I'll give this dude a 4.8.
Nice.
This dude's up there with that one guy from earlier that I can't remember the name because my brain is frying itself because of all the other terrible ones we've seen.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and you said a 4, right, Scott?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll sit there with a 4. Yeah, that's neat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this man is a 4.22.
Though I will say the rose motif works better than the helicopter one. I like the way the thorns wrap around him and shit like that. I think that's really cool.
Right.
I don't hate the rose eye. If I have anything, I think that's the worst part of the rose motif, but I understand it.
I agree with you. The rose was my favorite part as well.
Mm-hmm.
Taro
UFO.
UFO? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, be cool.
The helicopter rotor was a sword. That's even better.
Yeah, that is neat. And that you can take that off his back and use it.
What was this one again?
Taro UFO.
Tiger UFO.
Tiger UFO.
Yeah.
I don't know why the UFO's pink.
Because it's...
unidentified.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
because they had to pick colors and they'd already used silver.
I guess that's true.
It's probably part of what came down to it.
Okay, I like the yellow. I like the tiger part. I really do.
Tiger part's alright. The UFO part's throwing me off.
I think like even with a different color, the UFO had a long way to go. It's very basic. They probably could have played it off like armor and been just fine, but like the pink hurts it a little bit because, look, on a woman, maybe this could have been played off as elegant. On a man, the pink... the way it is designed here makes it look like he's about to sport a nightgown when that little thing comes off on the little cape.
Yeah,
on his arm.
Like a little nightie. He's got an arm nightie.
I think it probably could have worked for a girl. And I'm not saying that men can't pull off the pink thing, because sometimes they really can. What I'm saying is that for him, he can't pull it off in this motif, not the way that it's done. I think without that little arm thing, and I know it's a minor detail, but without the arm cape, he probably would have looked better.
Yeah, especially, you know, on the tiger side, if you zoom in at the hand, he actually does have legitimate claws on his hand. So that definitely played into the, hey, I'm, you know, a badass type of thing. But yeah, then when you go with, I'm a badass, here's the fucking silk drape going over my fucking foremost bed.
I get what they were going for, because the chat was talking about it too. They're saying that, and I've heard that before, that blue was originally meant for girls and pink was originally meant for guys and yada yada. I'm not making that argument. I'm not arguing the color. I'm arguing that on him, this little tractor beam idea that they did, the pink that comes off his shoulder, it looks too much like a nighty, and that's not good.
Yeah,
hurts him badly.
Yeah, it's all down to that fucking silk drape that's coming off of his fucking shoulder that's going to get his arm tangled up, so when he's trying to swing a sword at an enemy, he's going to be like, I can't unbend my arm.
Yeah.
We've seen this arm motif in other characters, like I mentioned the octopus, and a lot of guys have had that little side cape thing, and it's been working for them. But for him, this side cape thing hurt him. I think they would have been better off without it, and it just should have been that armor piece.
Well, once again, I only like half of him, so you know what to do, Seth.
Yep.
I'll give him a 3.
Yeah, I'm at a 3.
Okay, I like half, but I like the design of the lightish red side.
They have a name for that, Scott. It's pink.
Yeah, it's pink.
But yeah, I'm going to go 2.5.
That surprises me. I'm gonna call back real quick just to get this in my head before we move on. You don't like the tiger side. You like the other side.
I like the tiger side. I like the design on the other side. Just not exactly the light pink color.
See, because I think without those little drapes, this armor would have been... I think he could have pulled this off. I think he would have been a solid 3.4 if that just would have been armor. Without that drape, I'm telling you, I know... Rose Gundam is different. Rose Gundam is elegance. There's an elegance to the Rose Gundam, the way he covers that side with that cape.
If it was like a silver, if it was a silver with like black drapes, it might have been okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the design, but it's the way that looks like a nighty. I'm telling you, it hurts. Yeah. I don't think he can pull this off. I think this guy's like a 2.3. I think that hurt him really bad. And I actually, on the tiger side, I don't like his pauldron. I think it looks goofy.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, well, either way, this man is a 2.66. Let's move on, because there's like 80 more folders to get to.
Oh, I'm already reserved to the fact that this will be a long one.
Courage it. Same. Form.
Because we still have, what, 4 or 3 other folders to go into that have other folders?
Neat. What is going on here?
What was this one?
It's a jet and a whale, I guess?
Whale jet. Neat. Give this guy a 3. That's all I can really go with. He's kind of neat.
His colors don't flash. I actually don't even mind the whale pauldron. He has these weird wing things. I don't know if they serve an actual purpose.
Oh, wait a minute.
God damn.
No, fuck that. This guy gets a 1.2. His wings are on upside fucking down.
Why'd you have to point it out, Bill? I was waiting for him to figure it out on his own.
I like the chest thing. I like the chest thing with the jet is flying up the chest. I like that. I don't like either of his eyes. That hurts him.
I don't even know how he fucking sees.
Yeah.
Through that little slit in the middle there.
Don't give a shit if there are jets with reverse wings. They're on upside down. He gets 1.2.
That's a pet peeve of Nick's.
Yeah, it is. I actually watched a physics video that was posted in my channel because I was very interested. There are actually jets, and there is an actual physics reason for why some jets are built with the upside down wings. But it has already been proven that it is a flawed design. While it has things that help it, they've come to figure out that in the long run, what you get out of it is not worth it.
Yep. Because, yeah, if memory serves, they usually use it on stuff like VTOLs for the vertical takeoff and landing. That way, then, it can house the jets, so that way, then, it'll actually lift straight up before it can take the fuck off.
It is ever so slightly raining.
Oh, well, that means it's heading my way, because I got a bright, sunshiny fucking day.
Oh, it's got a fucking...
It is getting overcasty.
Down. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, it's supposed to be storming over here at some point this afternoon.
Aren't you in Bartonville, my town with me?
Almost fucking out yourself. Way to go, dumbass.
Shut up. Shut up.
Out myself. I'm in Beacon. Oh, damn.
3.3.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're only like 5 minutes down the road. You should be seeing it, too.
I'm not looking out the window.
Well, it's coming the fuck down. I sit by
the
window.
There have been instances where I've taken 5 steps
give this guy
from my house, and it was no longer raining.
I'm going to agree 3.3.
Yeah, I'm at a 3.5. He's not terrible, to be fair. 2.76 for that guy. Let's get it going.
Kryn Cyclone?
I think somebody asked if I hated some of the Macross stuff. I actually enjoy Macross, except for when the wings are on backwards.
Oh my god.
Robotech was fucking childhood for my ass.
Okay, yeah.
Is that a giraffe?
It's a Kieran, like the summon from fucking Final Fantasy. It's like a horse unicorn thingy.
Oh
no, they're saying it's a giraffe.
They say it equals giraffe.
Yeah, fair enough. To be fair, the summons that I know of that use him, it's kind of hard to tell what the fuck he's supposed to actually be.
It's Fan Man.
It's a giraffe and a fan.
Okay,
so he's Airman. He's Airman with giraffe motif.
Man, it's just blowing me away on how shitty this guy is.
Maybe. Well, you know, stretch your neck up and look over the crowd. Maybe you'll see something decent.
Ah. I don't know. Heard there's a lot of blowhards in here.
I'm sorry, I only have one giraffe pun. I can't play the game anymore.
I'm sorry, but every time like anybody talks about a giraffe, the only thing I could ever think of is that one episode of Salute Your Shorts where they fuck with the camp counselor so fucking bad that he's literally like in blue dye and they're trying to win like some radio contest. It's like, what color is a giraffe's tongue? And everybody's like, I don't fucking know. And he literally like walks in and he's got that fucking death stare on his face. He's like, I'm going to murder you motherfuckers. So they're like, but we need to win these tickets. He's like, what's the question? What color's the giraffe's tongue? Fucking black. Now get me the fuck on blue!
Damn it, chat. Chat took my pun I was gonna use. I was gonna come back in.
Nope. You blew your chance,
out.
Bill.
Yeah,
I know.
2.2, right. And I'm stretching it there.
Yep, that's what the fucking chat stole. That's the reason I couldn't use it.
He's just a gust in the wind. Give him a 2.
That was weak.
I don't have any puns. He sucks. Give him a 1.
Shane wins.
1.8.
Shane wins.
I'm not going to be that big of a hater. I'm... 2.8 with him. He sucks, but not that bad. 1.96.
I just felt like he was pushing me away.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm running out of gusto for this fucking
assorted best matches. Back up if you guys get irritated.
Well, we're already fucking there, so I mean...
Yeah, we're already irritated. Why are we doing this?
Okay, so it's it's a collab pick. Okay. Next.
Next.
Oh, but it does kind of show off the weapons a little bit more. All right.
Oh, is that what this is? We're just looking at stuff now?
Yeah.
You can see that build guy better right here.
Yeah, there was two pictures of stuff.
Yeah.
The fuck was that sound?
Oh, that's kind of nifty. Okay.
What?
The when it zooms in on the giraffe, you could kind of see the club underneath of it, like how it's got like a little bit of a spike to it. It's actually kind of nifty. I could see how it'd actually be a fucking weapon if you swung it at somebody.
But giraffes don't have spiked club tails.
Yes, I
they
know.
They have tiny little horsey whippy tails.
Yes, I know. It's something to actually make it a valid weapon.
Oh. It just made it a
builds rabbit tank form.
Oh my god. Rabbit tank?
Yeah.
Are
we sure? Because this thing is actually cool.
Yeah, what is happening right now? Go to another picture.
Please, look at that.
Next.
Oh, this guy's awesome.
This guy looks like a core form. Next.
Huh.
Well, it did say it's the base form for that.
So. Yeah.
Rabbit tank does not sound cool at all.
Can you say
Discord's fucking up. So I have to go to YouTube for the moment because my Discord's messing up.
I see the rabbit ear.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah, we can hear you, so.
Yeah, next. But I can't see the pictures anymore.
Oh, fun.
Good.
Yeah, Discord is broken for me.
Well, at least it's coming through for us, so.
Hold on a second.
YouTube it up.
Next.
He's back.
There. Now I can see shit again.
Oh, there's the rabbit in the tank. Okay.
Yeah, the rabbit. Yeah, the rabbit.
It's
the
always
rabbit,
in the eyes. Yeah.
For some reason, Seth's feed is not working for me anymore on Discord.
Huh.
Sweet.
Okay.
But I run off of Scott's. So.
Well, I was about to say that's basically all I do is I just fucking run off of Scott's to see everything.
But yeah, I'm digging this guy.
I like this guy.
Oh, okay, so
he's got a drill gun.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. Makes it more of like a blunderbuss pistol.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say.
I'm digging this guy. The color scheme's good. The weapon's pretty neat.
Next.
The bike is cool.
Yeah.
All I can see is the front.
Oh,
that's
shit.
All I care at the moment. It's neat.
Are the putty henchmen guys, or like, is it just me, or do those look like the random robots that you could beat the shit out of in the Z series, in the Zero series of Mega Man?
Yeah, they kind of do look like that.
That's kind of cool.
Hey, Bill.
Yo.
Look at the upper corner.
I seen it.
Next.
It's a dirt bike.
All right, his bike is cool.
Can chainsaw blade on the front, or a saw blade on the front. I'm really digging this now.
Yeah, that's so he can Gordon Freeman your ass and fucking gravity gun it in your face.
Is there another picture for this dude?
Oh, a GIF. That works.
Ooh, shit.
Doesn't fucking redirect your ass to goddamn internet.
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
Whee! I like this guy. Fuck, this guy gets a 4.8.
Is there another picture?
Yep.
That was it? Alright, this guy gets a 5.
Yeah, I like this guy a lot. The colors work. The bike's cool. His weapon is pretty sweet. I like believe it or not, I like the rabbit part. I didn't think I was going to when I heard it. But seeing what it is,
He fucking bunny kicked the shit out of that dude and exploded him into green.
Right? I like this dude a lot. I mean, and of course, red and blue always go together.
Five.
God chose wisely.
Have I? I don't think I thought about this till just now. Has he all been some form of animal and mechanical?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Well, something living and something not. Because technically roses are plants that are living in a sense.
Right.
They are organic. So I guess it'd be organic and inorganic fusions.
Nicely put.
Yeah, I'm sitting over here doing my best to nitpick the shit out of this guy, and I honestly can't. I have to five.
Yeah, this dude is very solid. Especially when you hear the name, you immediately get this idea that you're about to shit on him, and then he shits on you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not into that type of porn. That's not my kink.
He's just Batman.
Yeah, give him... He deserved it. He got a five.
This dude is the winner so far.
Wow.
I don't think it's going to get beaten.
I was legitimately impressed. And I think it's because I was so surprised.
Well, when you hear rabbit and tank, you're thinking...
I don't know.
So was Shane the only one that didn't give him a five?
I gave it a 4.8.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone else gave him a five. This dude almost had a perfect score.
All right, go ahead and give him a five. Just make it easier for yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, I just did the math, so he's a 4.96 if you want to leave him. But, I mean, yeah, if you want to give him the five, then, yeah, he can't be beaten unless somebody gives him the almighty raise from the gods.
You mean the Genesis bomb?
Yep.
I've already used mine for this series.
Build super forms.
You're a super form.
Rabbit tank sparkling form. What the fuck?
First quarter upgrade.
Sparkling form? Oh. Okay, that's actually kind of neat. Oh.
Now he's got spikes.
No.
Now he's, like, shockingly awesome.
No, it's... You gotta say it right. It's sparking! Really? Nobody? Dragon Ball Z reference? Okay, fuck you.
Next.
Digging the white. Oh, wow. Go back. Unless there's another one. There's another one forward. There we go. Okay.
Because, yeah, that white really fucking hardcore made him look jank. Stupid
colors. People are making me not like this guy now.
Pepsi Man!
Fucking no. Look, I'll drink a Pepsi.
I caught that right at the very beginning when you first turned him on. If you were back there, if you could go back and hear it, the second this guy showed up on the screen, I said, "Oh,"
yeah,
and then I haven't spoken since. That's why.
Yep.
Because he very much
trying to ignore it.
He very much is.
He's got
Pepsi
a little.
Man.
He's got a little Pepsi here. If you want to count that.
This dude is
all the photos?
Two.
I think it was.
I wanted to really like this guy. He's a two.
Okay, yep.
Wait.
Fucking get your Pepsi Man bullshit out of here.
I don't
four.
Know. Yeah, I four. Can't hate on him too much. He's at a 4.7.
He is actually a Pepsi. He's not Pepsi. He is legitimately a soda. He's a soda. They're saying that he sparkles and that he's... It's to give the effect of carbonation, and that he actually shakes up that can to transform, and...
Man, people are hating on me right now, and I don't fucking care.
I see that. I'm gonna give him a four. I like him.
Three. And I'm being real generous here.
I was being real generous with the two.
I believe it.
Sneeze. 3.54.
I'm trying not to fall into my fucking ones and hate and anger, and I'm trying.
Hazard forms. Oh, God.
Well, here we go.
All right, rabbit tank.
Hazard.
Let's do this. Okay, that's not terrible. I mean, he's all black now, and he's kind of spiky.
Ow. Next.
His front view is not doing him any favors. Next. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's
there we go. That helps.
Better scene. I mean, I don't mind the armor. It looks kind of neat. But just having it all black is kind of meh.
Next.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm going to save it. I'll be there in a second.
Okay. Honestly, I'm going to give this guy like a 3.3. That's all I can think of.
I'll go 3.5.
4.7 again. He's like, he's not getting any ire from me.
Oh,
he's not getting ire. It's just, it's kind of basic.
Right.
And
I mean, he's
and
not
it's
like...
severely retracted from the cool form that we saw for his base.
Because
now it's just all black.
Well, he's definitely not as cool as his other form. But he's still not bad at all. He's pretty solid, so.
Right.
I think I'm going to stick with the. I am going to drop it from a 5, obviously.
Fun, apparently.
But I'm going to go with a. I'm going to go with a 4.
Oh, well.
What?
No, I'm not changing my score. I saw what was posted now.
It's in it's in the chat thing that we have pulled up for ours. I transferred it for you, Scott. It's right there.
Oh, he's a Pepsi Max?
Oh, and then seeing into the future. Okay. Well, I mean, to be fair, that would definitely explain the reason why the first one got awesome. That's usually our favorite thing is cherry Pepsi.
Does anybody here actually like Pepsi Crystal?
No. No. Nobody likes
Pepsi Crystal. Ever drinking a Pepsi Crystal. I think I blocked it out of my memory. That was that weird clear Pepsi, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it once. I remember not liking it.
Okay, well, either way, well, I think I'm missing somebody's score.
Ronan, you would like Crystal
Pepsi.
You're
missing me. Okay, I'm going to avoid this Pepsi Max. Not look at it. Because I don't like Pepsi Max. Look at him, and he's going to get a fucking 3.
Okay, so we're going to do that, and then we're going to divide that by that. Okay, so he's a 3.7, and I drug the laptop with me, but I'm going to disappear from talking for like 2 minutes, because I drank like 3 teas, and I got to piss now.
Okay.
Other black hazard forms? Oh, God. I think we're going to need, like, what, 4 different scores? Hawk.
Gatling hazard.
Shane already hates it because it's got brown.
To be fair, this doesn't look very good.
No, it doesn't. And honestly, that Nerf gun really sucks.
But
so, I just gotta get to 1.
Man,
it's Nerf or nothing.
Yeah.
Next, Kazuo is. It's the train pirate thing.
He's just changing his fucking eyes.
Yeah, no, that.
Like, that's all he's
let's
fucking
let's not even
doing.
Rate this.
Next.
Ooh, eyes.
It's the Dragon Keyblade. That's black.
So then we're not even going to rate these.
It's just evil. It's just the evil form, apparently.
What'd we give the last guy? Because really, that's just what he gets.
I gave him a 4. So
because he's just changing his eyes, and they're not big enough differences to actually mean anything. So this guy gets what the last guy got,
which was a 3.7. Now that I can actually talk and be away from the toilet being flushed.
Yep.
Yeah, and very much saying that that's the reason they appeared in this folder is it's just a bunch of redundancy.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So we saw it. Moving on.
Rabbit form?
Yep.
Okay.
Double rabbit? The fuck?
All red.
Oh, Dude.
Whoa, wait a second. This is fucking sweet shit.
Five.
I know he's a boy. Hold on. We'll look and see if he's ever real.
Next.
I don't even give a shit.
Yeah,
that's a real person.
He's
right?
Real. Yeah,
that's a bulge.
Yeah, that's a bulge, Bill. That's a five.
I like how you looked at his dick to see if he was real.
Well, to be fair,
he
could be fake. Let me check that junk. Nope, he's got a dick. He's a real guy.
Well, to be fair, when it comes down to it, that's usually going to be the best spot because on any toy, you could always tell where the fucking legs segment and actually just come together. Because if it looks like he's wearing fucking wrestling trunks, that's usually 9 times out of 10 going to be a fucking toy, unless it's a wrestler in wrestler trunks. So when it's all one fucking unitard fucking leather spanky thing that he's been wearing, yeah, that's the legit guy.
I wish I still had my six.
Once we're able to do this show live again, like, together the way we were doing it, I'm really looking forward to that, because, man, I can't wait to be able to switch programs and do the zoom into eyes and dumb shit.
Right.
I miss it.
Speak of the eyes.
You can't do it like I was.
Dude, fucking the fucking bug
neat.
Eyes. And the sword's neat, too. I'm digging this dude completely, and I really wish I wouldn't have used my six now, because I totally would have used it here.
For some reason, we've got people that are referring to him as Coca-Cola.
Well, yeah, Coke's usually red.
All right, that's it.
To be fair, when we get to Tank next, he's going to be all blue, which will be straight Pepsi Man.
All right, that's it for this guy.
Wait, yeah, they said to look at the eyes again. Okay, they said the rabbits are, like, staring each other down.
Yeah.
Oh, they are! Angry bunnies.
That's craziness.
Now I really wish I had my six left. Damn it. Stupid Genesis bomb on that one guy.
He's really neat, too. I think I'm going to give out another five. I like those back tail things that he has. In fact, in a lot of video games, if you give me a choice like that instead of a cape, I'll do that. I like those little tail things that he has that come off his back.
Right.
His design is solid. He's not too over-armored. He still looks like he could fight. I like his headpiece. He's super solid.
Well, good news for you, Nick. I do have.
Are you doing it?
And I'm dropping my six.
The Genesis!
Holy shit.
Okay, well, I'm at a five.
Saving my six for a long time.
Five.
Shane, you'll be happy to know that people in the chat are saying he's basically the Flash of this series.
Oh, look at that. And that is beautiful.
Okay, well, this man is a 5.2. And I was half waiting for fucking Scott to be like, yeah, I like him, but he's not that great. How about a 4? I'd be like, okay, well, then he's still a fucking 5. All right, whatever.
No, I was kind of tempted to drop it down to maybe like 4.7, but like, nah.
Right. You can't hate on it. It's too cool.
I like when somebody says, it's not that great. Give him a 4.
Right.
Which means he's still really fucking good.
Right. Especially compared to some of the other shit that we've seen.
The thing is, you guys are all saying Shane's going to regret dropping the 6 on that guy. You literally said he's the Flash of this universe.
Yep.
That's like his favorite superhero.
Tank.
And I see I wasn't going to drop a 6 on this guy.
This dude's not bad.
No? No, he's not.
He's not bad, but he's not bad. Can we see another picture real quick?
Next.
There we go.
He's still solid, to be fair.
Okay, I like the tanks on his shoulder. He's got the treads on his legs.
Oh, that would explain why you guys were coming in quiet. God damn it.
What'd you do?
I moved my mic and somehow the volume knob that ends up being on my Turtle Beach got turned down, and I'm like, why are you guys coming in quiet? It's like, oh, I turned down the volume myself because I'm a genius.
Oh, the back things are just the treads unrolled. I like that.
Yep, that is cool.
Yeah.
I'll give this guy a 4.9.
Next.
I was wondering if he could do that.
I like his gun.
That gun looks ridiculously big.
That's never what she said.
Well, in some instances, but usually that's when you're already halfway through.
Hey, Bill, they're referencing the Gundam tank.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It kind of is. And we hated on that thing.
Yeah, the Gundam tank sucks. The gun tank is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gundam, I've been getting good with the gun cool. tank.
He was unique.
Oh, please.
Bill, I wonder if we're ever going to get a Gundam tank in Battle Operations 2.
That'd oh, man, I'm hoping
great.
They never release that thing.
Oh, I would use it once and be like, this thing's garbage.
I mean, to be fair, if they did, you'd only be able to use it in fucking ground combat, so I mean...
You can use a Zaku tank.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Give this guy... I'm gonna be honest, I don't know why. I'm liking this dude. I don't know if it's... I think it's the armor designs. So far, the bunny has worked... And so far, the tank has worked, and I'm going to drop another 5 for this guy. Like, this design is super solid.
Mm-hmm.
Tank it has worked for both versions so far very well.
Tanks and rabbits are cool. I give it a 5.
Okay. Well, I'm in agreement with the 5, so... What? Looks like he's at a 4.78. Okay. All right. Now we get out of hazard.
That was it for those.
Yep.
Now we're in genius final form.
Ugh. Well, at least this one doesn't have folders and folders.
Yeah, this was the Crystal Pepsi guy.
Yep.
Yes, and I saw the chat worried that because that picture came up that it may have hurt this guy. That picture...
I couldn't make much of it out.
Crystal Pepsi is not what hurt this guy. This guy is what hurt this guy.
Yeah, this guy is over-designed.
Look at it. Look at his fucking helmet.
This gets my really? 6. Somebody's... Okay. All right. Maybe if I saw this guy do something, I would be impressed. Right now, this guy is a bunch of vials.
Next.
Yeah, he's like a terrible test tube baby.
Well, maybe, that's just it. He's every single one of the vials all fucking fused right. together. It's like,
sure. That makes him super strong and cool in the story.
Right.
It doesn't mean his design is super cool.
Next.
See, but, that's kind of cool, but
that's not real.
Liberties because that's an anime picture, and you could do super stylized, neat shit in anime that does not work in real life.
Right. Yep.
Next.
What?
Hey, well, hey, I know what I'm doing with this guy.
That is basically him turning into the thing. Like, that's his henshin. He stands there and waits for all the fucking vials to be slammed into him.
Hey, Seth.
0.
How did you know?
Because then he tried to say, hey, Seth, and that tone, I already fucking know.
Yep. This guy is horrible. I've seen over-designed stuff that I can tolerate. This, no.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Shane?
I hate the fucking helmet, first off. Look at that. Look at that monster.
I don't like the helmet. I'm with you there.
I don't give a fuck what anybody says. He can't see.
It's fucking cubes and
yeah, you
fucking
can't.
Bottle vials.
I don't... I like the white, and that's about it.
I agree. I like the white, and I like all the accents of different colors along it. Like the way the wires travel down. That's cool.
I mean, I guess I like the reject flash symbol on his chest. They fucked up, but they really wanted the lightning bolt. Somebody doesn't know how to draw one.
I don't like all the vials sticking out of him.
The vials is
cheap, but I'm not a fan of it.
The helmet. Okay,
I could possibly forgive this guy if that helmet ruined it 100% for me. It is one of the most hideous helmets I've seen in a long time.
Like, look at this picture down here in the bottom left. Like, you could see just how, like, all those fucking vials, man.
He's not, I'm sorry.
If some rogue guy shoots one of those vials, does he depower completely, or does he just lose that one ability?
No, he has plot armor, so of course if you damage part of his system or armor, nothing fucking happens to him.
Yeah, Steve.
You know that. You know that.
The power.
Otherwise, all it would take is one fucking sword cut, and he blocks with his arm, and there goes part of his power scheme.
Yep.
And you know that's not part of the storyline. They protect him with plot armor, even though if his entire motif and idea of his power is that those things are plugged in and that's what gives him the power, then one shot anywhere on his body should significantly decrease the amount of power he has.
Well,
not going to happen.
Well, the chat just said the bottles are unbreakable.
See?
So.
Unbreakable bottles.
We'll just chuck in Adam Warlock with the Infinity Gauntlet. It's fine. He'll take care of this.
This guy's getting a one for me, and that's only because I like the white.
See, I like the white, and I like the accents, like you guys said, but the overall design for this is garbage.
The helmet is so fucking... I can't get over that helmet.
I'll bet you, like so many other things we've looked at, in motion, he probably does super cool things... And he probably looks super cool because he does super cool things. He's not moving, which means I get a real good look at what this costume actually looks like, and it looks like ass. He gets a one.
Yeah, I can't get over it.
And you did give the 1.88 for ass, right, Scotty?
Yeah, I gave him an ass.
Okay, so then this guy is a 1.716 altogether, so a 1.72.
You know how I said I really wish I hadn't wasted my Genesis bomb for this episode, or, you know, well before this episode? I'm regretting wasting my nuke before this episode.
Actually,
Rabbit Dragon.
Okay,
this next one has potential.
Only appears in CGI.
Except for the second image, apparently. I don't know.
So let's see.
It's a gold rabbit this time.
Eh.
It's okay.
All right. It's a silver dragon instead of
the gold.
Okay.
Looks more like a dino. Well, never mind. Next.
I like the gold.
Okay, so a lot of what people are saying is that the suit was damaged, so it only appears in like a CGI scene or two.
Okay.
So in terms of storyline, we didn't get much with it, but we can look at it right here and see what it was supposed to look like.
Stick with the toy form, because this looks better and it's easier on the eyes than the CG form was.
I actually like it. I like the gold and silver. It works.
I do too. It's one of those things that it's almost a shame if it only showed up every now and then. That CG looks.
I feel like that's wasted potential.
But I can't say that I'm overly surprised, because I mean, when you do a show this big, it's bound to happen that somebody's favorite or something that's cool gets left on the cutting room floor. And
like, there was a couple. No, I'm sorry. I know it's supposed to be his ultimate form, but why couldn't we get this and the ultimate form be the fucking
one? Yeah, the ultimate form should have just been the shitty CGI, because this would have been way better.
Yeah.
4.9.
Well, we have one more picture, because you actually have the actual image.
No. This is the toy picture. This is the third picture.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. Yeah, the other two are the CGs.
Just saying, he doesn't appear in the show like that. His power or whatever, this form was damaged. So he shows up in a couple of CGI scenes or whatever, and then he's done. And then this is the Fig Arts figure that they put out that you had to pre-order to even get it.
I'll rate it fucking 4.5.
Yeah, I think he is really cool. He's a 4.5.
I like it a lot.
Also, I'm noticing that the chat is correct. This guy... There may be a reason that he's damaged.
Because he breaks organic.
Yeah, he breaks the motif. And even though I've never seen the show, I wonder if that might somehow play into it a little bit.
Because he's a rabbit and a dragon, and both of them are organic creatures. Yep. That's cool. But I like, I mean, a rabbit and a dragon working together, that would never happen, ever. And it makes this cool form.
And so yeah, gets a 4.9. I will also agree. Still not my favorite, but it's pretty sweet.
If you would have told me before the start of this episode that you I was in a like rabbit more than any other thing, I'd have told you you're fucking wrong. Because we had dragons, and I like dragons. I don't really care for rabbits. But so far, the rabbit is the literal best thing in this fucking show.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, I don't, so 4.72 altogether for that guy.
So far, the, quote, ultimate final form is the shittiest.
Actually,
fuck that genius.
I know I gave a zero to the Kingdom Keyblade guy, and he didn't really, in my opinion, he didn't deserve a zero. I did it just because...
Cross Z build form.
Probably should have given the ultimate form a zero. Now that I really think about it. Oh, fuck, that's sick. Sick!
I like the fucking...
Please zoom into the
helmet. Battle skirt thing.
Oh, that is sick. God, the
rabbit. Is that the dragon rabbit thing again?
Well, yeah, it looks like in the middle of the helmet, it's like a dragon head.
No, I was meaning off to the left.
Looks more like a sea creature or something.
This is the true rabbit.
Yeah, this is the undamaged version.
Yeah, this is the true rabbit dragon form. This thing is awesome.
This gets a 5.
God damn, rabbits are so cool in this show. What is up, man? Like, they made rabbits look bad as fuck.
Next.
Is that a can of dangerous soda?
Next. Next.
No, I'm down with Nick, man. 5. Thing's fucking
sick. Damn. I'm actually surprised that this show has landed so many high scores. Its designs are very solid. Even the ones that I don't like, I don't necessarily despise.
I only despise one real form, and that was the final form.
Yeah.
That one I absolutely thought was garbage.
This guy's really solid, too. I think I'm...
Man, I'm about ready to be excited for anything that has a rabbit in it now. Because...
Don't worry, don't fuck up rabbits. Give them a chance in another
Sentai.
Series.
Don't fuck up rabbits. They're cool.
I don't know. Now I have to go back and listen to the... damn it, whichever one it was that now became Beast Morphers. Because if memory serves, that we had the little bunny Vespa, and you were like,
I know. I hated on that.
But this one made them cool.
Yeah, run him another 5.
But this show made rabbits cool again.
Everyone's given a 5, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I like this motif. As so far, every guy that's used this, like, I liked the tank. I liked the full form rabbit guy. I liked this dude. I like this design motif.
Have I dropped my Genesis yet on costumes?
No, you have not. Not for writer costumes.
Genesis.
Holy shit, an episode with 2 Genesi.
You don't get you never get that. So,
no, because there's only 2 people in Genesis left.
Yeah, it's true.
Seth and Bill.
I've actually been holding on to mine for a very specific reason.
I held on to mine because I know that we're getting closer to finishing Ryder.
Yep.
And I haven't dropped it.
Yeah, that's
I've been waiting
until today.
In particular. I've been waiting to get to that point for one reason. Once we get to that point, I will go back and I will mention who got mine, because then I will have seen everything. And so far I know who's getting it. And surprisingly, it's a pretty basic dude. It's not what you guys probably expect. I was asked about it on the episodes, and there's one guy specifically that stands out to me, and I don't know why, but he's my favorite.
I'm just going to hold on to mine, period, because who knows, somewhere down the road they might end up making something that looks fucking so outstandingly amazing in the future when an actual fan can get in and go, yeah, I like the way that this design worked. Let's try something like that, only let's make it actually fucking cooler. And yeah, then I might drop it. But I'm still in high debate with this guy, but I can't really knock him down for anything. Like, I'm trying to go over everything that I can, but yeah, I can't knock him. So I will agree to the 5. So once again, we end up having a 5.2. So there's a tie for first place on this.
Chat, yes.
All right, so that takes care of build.
So far.
Cross Z.
Christ, I forgot we still have 80 more folders.
Yeah, now we're into the second guy, and we're already 2 hours in.
Yep. Everybody strap in until 6 o'clock.
I hope to Christ not. I got dishes and shit to do.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to go and fucking pay my car payment today, because it's already fucking late.
Well, what's another Tuesday 3 days.
So, Hot Rod Rider, next.
Then come after me for some shit, but...
Hold on, zoom in on that sword. Am I about to hate on this sword? Is that a fucking battery?
Where?
The sword.
That might be some sort of power display that shows how much energy he's putting into the sword or something. We've seen those before.
Yeah.
Power display.
It's a sound level bar.
We've seen them on riders, in fact, where it shows how much power they're putting out.
It's a bent sword.
They're saying it's a sound level sword, so. It's a sonic saber.
It's a beat saber?
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Oh, this guy is the dragon one, right? I'm assuming? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, I don't hate a sword either. Like I said, I've kind of gotten used to the idea that the weapons will look more toy-like as we go. It's kind of become reserved to the idea that that's just the way it is.
Yep, once you get that mindset, then you can have an open mind.
It's true. And you have to get there, too, because I can't tell you how many weapons I've seen where I'm like, why does he have a fucking squeaky hammer?
or a scoop hand.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get over the scoop
hand. Here's the thing. Some weapons are still dumb. Balling cup is still fucking dumb.
Balling cup is dumb.
Yep.
Yeah, but I didn't think that was an actual weapon. Wasn't that just a Zord?
Yeah. No, balling cup was a weapon.
No, there was a
rider that had it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, I had to think.
I don't remember which rider. I think it was a sidekick.
Four.
Four or five.
4.25.
I can't believe how many fours and higher this show is getting.
Pissing me off with that shit.
There was also but when they hit abysmal scores, they hit abysmal scores.
They did.
4.7.
It's either this show hits or it dies.
Oh, no, I was grumbling because he said 4.25. And like, you reach through this. Fucking
The chat says this guy calls himself the Prince of Protein.
Protein.
He was a former boxer. There you go, Bill. You like boxing.
All right, I'm gonna go with a 4 for this guy. So he's a 4.29.
You're right. And the roommate that I picked up that I'm currently helping out, he didn't realize just how much into boxing I was until he started living here. Because now he sees all the... I'm prone to go back and watch old fights and study fight patterns and even watch boxers that I don't know. And I read... I watch boxing documentaries and things like that and read up on technical boxing. And so now he sees all that shit. And all of a sudden, he's starting to understand some of what I've been talking about. So he sees things like what cuss boxing is, and
okay, you went a totally different direction than I thought you were going.
Z cross change in the super force.
The only thing I can ever do is anytime somebody brings up boxing, I just think back to fucking Butterbean.
We're being nice. I haven't punched him.
That's exactly what I thought you were going.
I know.
I'm not really digging the helmet or the chest piece. Okay. I don't like the kind of clear.
The
blue
plastic
shit.
Yeah.
I don't like that he has like a fucking yokai on his chest.
I don't like
next.
That, but I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, I need to focus. I need to stop thinking about a big fat motherfucker that used to
knock people out. I really don't like those shoulders.
It's jelly. They
doesn't look good.
Okay. So I'm looking at it now. That's him. And then there's some sort of jelly mass that creates the armor on top of him. Because look, that's him over here on the right.
I see what it is. I'm not digging it.
And then I'm guessing that's a water or a wave or some shit.
Next.
Spirit that overlaps him and creates an armor.
Dragon slushy gel.
Give this guy one.
Next.
It's all I had to see. Dragon slushy gel. Fucking
zero.
Okay.
Well, to be fair, the theme so far has been let me mix this drink with this drink and become something. So, I mean.
Well, that drink became a one.
Okay.
One.
Okay. I don't like this guy at all. But after. I don't like the helmet, but after seeing that Final Form helmet, and I told you that was a disgusting helmet, this guy gets a 1.1. He's slightly better than that Final Form.
Okay, so he's a 1.42 because I'm giving him a 4. I actually don't mind that design. It's a little bulky, but I've seen worse.
ZX Magma.
Swear to God, if it's just red gel. Okay, what the fuck? This dude is sweet.
Okay, hold on.
That's
extension,
though. Let's go next.
Still pretty sweet.
Yep.
Next.
I'm just hoping somebody in the chat doesn't make a reference that makes everybody will fucking facey palm me, but.
No, why do you have a reference that you're refusing to make?
Do what?
Do you have a reference that you're refusing to make?
Yep.
What? What is it? Make your reference.
We will literally sit here and stop the episode until you make the reference.
Ben,
you
said
something. I guess I wouldn't know.
Fair enough.
I don't mind that.
A total of maybe four episodes ever, and I didn't necessarily hate what I saw. I just saw it as kind of like a dumbed down superhero for kids, and I was fine with it.
I'm getting more of the...
That's not to say it's bad. If you liked it and you thought it was really cool, who knows? Maybe it moves into some real cool territory. Kids shows have been known to conquer stuff that's really deep as long as you're looking to look past the motif.
I mean, to be fair, when it comes down to it, it's one of those things where after he grows up, it gets a little bit better. But, I mean, in the beginning, it's just your average schlocky, hey, I'm a fucking superhero type of shit.
That's what I was thinking. I think I saw very early on because he had like the watch and he could only do like two or three different forms. And
right. After they become teenagers, it kind of turns into more of like the Justice League that we grew up with. Oh, a Hydra. Nice. Or is that more like a King Ghidorah?
Okay. Is that how he fucking transforms? I guess that's cool, but
Bah!
Motherfucking five.
Alright, I'm not going to go a five on this one. Though he fits the motif that I've been liking, I'm going to drop down to like a 4.7. He is still very solid. I like fire in general. I think he's cool. He's solid.
I'm at a 4.5 myself.
Okay.
4.5.
I will give it a 5 because I'm digging the shit out of this.
Fuck, 5.8. What are you doing over there, Riot?
A 4.74, and yes, the Genesis automatically is a 6. There's no points in between. He's either a 5 or he's a 6. There's.
I mean, final score would be the points, but
yeah.
But from that individual, it's an automatic 6.
Yeah, but great cross. 5.8, you would have like everybody would have to drop a Genesis except for one person who just drops a 5.
Actually, I don't even think that would still be possible.
Yeah.
No, I think that 5 would still drop it below a 5.8.
Well, hold on. I'll actually do the math. 6 plus 6 plus
okay, this track form I'm not overly impressed with.
Was this that quote upgrade form?
Yeah, no, it could be a 5.8, because, yeah, even if it's 1.5 and a bunch of 6s from the group, yeah, he'd be a 5.8. So, anyway.
Yeah, it's a great cross Z upgrade form.
Yeah, honestly, it seems more like a downgrade.
I'm not overly thrilled here.
Next.
In fact, yeah, it almost feels a bit like a downgrade. I think he's right.
Yeah, that molten armor and stuff made him look really awesome. This now, attempt at, you know, mythic armor shit. Not
we should
it.
Keep this listed, like always. We are a fucking fashion show. We're not talking about how strong they are or something like that. So, yeah, maybe this is an upgraded form because he has access to a lot more power. That doesn't mean he has an access to a lot more cool look.
Yeah.
Think of our show as us being a bunch of fucking shallow motherfuckers.
We are like, a bunch of shallow motherfuckers.
We only like the good-looking people.
Yeah, we're the douchebags at the bar trying to hit on the hot chick. And
who all here has seen Daria? We would be like a really nerd-tastic version of the fucking fashion club.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's us.
While this guy's not as cool as the last one, I don't think he's that bad.
Right.
It is a downgrade, but it's not, I mean, he's dropping to a 4 for me, but that's still a high score, so.
I'm just dropping him down to a 4.3. He only went down a few points for me.
3.5.
Hard drop for Scott.
3.8. There's something about him. It's after seeing how cool it can be, he gets harmed by it.
Right. Okay, well, he's a 3.92.
Maybe if he was a rabbit.
ZZ the Dark says, the Sentai Review says it right here. Yep, we're a bunch of shallow motherfuckers doing a fucking fashion show. Goddamn beauty pageant. If you don't like it, get the fuck out.
Major Payne, what are you doing? Putting on a little fashion show.
See, this dude looks cool. I don't know what about it is, but this dude looks cool. That last guy sucked.
Next.
I'm not going to lie. Like, we need to do that.
Colors are a big deal, though. Colors are a big deal. Sometimes you can overdo it. By having, like, the other guy had a bunch of reds and golds and blacks, and, like, it was a very, like, thing going on with the armor and the mid-chest and everything, where this guy is very much blue, black, white.
Next.
But I can dig this.
That's what I mean. Sometimes it helps just to have a very simple color motif over a very dramatic design motif. And the last guy was very dramatic design. He almost looked like an upper class mage thing that would have been sitting in, you know, the high court.
While this guy looks like a fucking epic battle mage that's seen some shit.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly where I think the difference in design comes out here.
This is the Toku Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Look, like I said, we need to have that clip on standby when we get back into the studio, where when we're actually fucking looking at shit, like, you could just hit the Major Payne fucking sound button, especially when we're looking at fucking garbage that keeps getting, like, ones and twos.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
No. Major Payne. Where he fucking shaves the kids' heads and puts them in dresses and makes them run the mile around the building. Major Payne, what are you doing? Putting on a little fashion show.
Fucking love that movie.
Like,
so
we need
God
to do that
much.
When it's like garbage fucking Rangers and Riders and shit.
I'm going 4.
This guy goes back up to a 5.
Yeah. No, I think this guy jumps back up quite significantly. I'm at like a 4.7.
I'll actually agree to that, 4.7.
I'm going to agree with Nick, 5.
Me and Shane know what we like. Plus, since I've played a lot more mages than I used to, I've grown to love the mage outfits.
Anything that wears like a trench coat type deal,
yeah, that does kind of look like a trench coat.
I'm all for it.
All right, so he's a 4.68. Moving on.
That's it for the cross Z.
What would have helped that guy even more is if he had Rabbit.
Evolve.
No, that's evil. E-V-O-L, evil.
Blood
Vole.
Stark.
I only know because Christopher Titus did
Dude, it's Lord Zedd. If he was kind of retarded.
Man, you almost saved him by just saying Lord Zedd, but...
Is there a blood stank here? Is there a blood stank? Next.
I love how he's got the fucking Transformers logo on his chest, too.
That box looks so fucking fake, man. You're not even holding anything. I don't care.
We'll be talking about that guy's fucking mother box. He bought that at a con. Limited edition, motherfucker.
That was CGI'd in.
Because he's cosplaying like he's in fucking...
That's his fucking mother box that he got from the con. And just because you weren't there and couldn't buy it from the con...
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Just because it doesn't have the heart to show it's a companion cube.
Oh, that's the companion cube after it got chucked into the incinerator.
Yep.
So people are making the Cobra reference.
No, he's apparently, not Cobra Commander.
Apparently that's Pandora's box.
Well, it depends on what Cobra you're talking about, because there was, years ago, there was a Cobra that did look very different. I used to collect G.I. Joes, and there was the Cobra that you know that has the blue fucking shawl thing that goes over his head. Then there was a Cobra in an armor form that had a blue shield. Then there was a silver robotic-looking Cobra.
No, they're saying that that's his motif. He's a Cobra.
Right.
And all I gotta say is, if that's Pandora's box, oh, what wonderful things we can show you.
No, because there's only one demon left in there.
It's true.
All right, that's it. It
well,
says
at
Rosas.
This point, anyway.
Yeah, this guy gets a 0.5.
So, list of Nick, got it.
This guy gets a Nobra, 0.
Yeah, there you go. I just put it in our. I just put it in the thing. In our thing where ours is.
I see a guy.
In our
I'm gonna give this guy.
Go back up. No, go back.
Where the call
ours,
at.
The private chat. Yeah. I put it in the private chat just so you could. There it is. See, that's the old Cobra Commander. That's what I thought they were referencing because it does have a certain look about it. That harkens back to that old Cobra.
Wait, he's wearing the thong too? 0.
It does look like the old Cobra.
Okay, but 0 plus 0.
the motif is what helps him, because I do like Cobras. So instead of getting a flat 0, I'm going to give this man a 1.5.
Jane likes the fucking banana hammock.
Try to screw him. I'm not trying to help anything. I'm telling you, when everybody started saying Cobra, it did flash in my mind that I had a figure, a Cobra figure that looked like this when I was a kid.
And honestly, that's not what screwed him. That almost gave him points, but I really hate the way this guy looks.
Yeah, I'm going at a 2. I do not care for this design at all.
He's like Lord Zedd's retarded cousin.
I'm at a 3. He's basic to me.
Do you know what would have helped him?
So he's a 1.3 on that moron, I guess.
You know what would have helped that guy? Is if he had rabbits.
Yeah, it might have saved him if he
I'm
was
sorry,
a rabbit.
Rabbits like, are cool as fuck in this show.
All monster form optional.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll take a peek.
It's the monster form of evil, so yeah. That's.
We'll look at it.
Threw up.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's better than his other form.
I kind of see the Cobra thing.
Because now I see the snake.
Now. Yeah.
Instead of the weird Transformers logo.
Wow, this guy sucks.
You don't have Onimusha gauntlets. Go away with your shit.
Next.
He's trying to compensate.
Oh, he's an ever-changing monster form.
Well, thank God we don't have to rate him until later, because, he's...
He's a monster. I'm giving him a 1. Look, because he's on the screen, I said from now on, I'm not going to play this fuck game. If they show up, I'll rate them. But since my mindset is not on monsters, and he is very fucking obviously a monster, he gets a 1. I just don't give a shit enough to waste my time with it.
He gets a 0.
When we get to the monsters, we'll give him a more... Fuck, I'll give him a one. He sucks, but it's a cobra. I like cobras.
And when we do move on to starting to rate monsters, which is going to be a difficult task in its own right, keep in mind, a lot of monsters are going to end up with weird scores where we're just going to get tired of seeing monsters and we're like, look, it's fucking werewolf. Give him a one. I promise you that's coming.
Right. Well, either way, I'm not rating this guy. I'm going to hold out until we get to the monster rating. So for you guys right now, he's a 0.5.
Yep. Well, to be fully honest, don't put the fucking monster forms in while we're doing the ratings.
No, because if he wasn't there, somebody would say he wasn't there. We said that we would look at all of it. I said that I would rate it if it came up on the screen because I'm tired of playing games as to whether or not I rated it or something like that. So that's where I am with that stuff.
Kamen Rider Evolve, base form, or base one, base Cobra one. Form.
This is his Rider form.
And we've been rating villains. We've been seeing Rider villains, and as long as they look like Riders, we've been rating them.
Right.
Now, he's supposed to be a Cobra.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the Rider form of the fucking bad dude that we just saw who's got the fucking banana hammock you guys hated.
Do you guys see a Cobra?
Yes. Yes, Nick. I'm talking to the chat right now. Yes. This, when a show is this fucking big... You're right. It's fucking burning me out. It's motherfucking 12:20. We are still looking at build fuckers.
Yeah.
This is why you're only getting one episode today.
Yep.
Next.
We're already 20 minutes over our normal 2-hour time limit.
Next.
I don't know how I feel about this guy. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm having the same problem. I don't know how I feel about this guy.
I honestly don't know if I even give a fuck about this guy.
I mean, he's not...
I'm trying to maintain, because I don't want to get myself burnt out and then give a bunch of people ones. I'm trying to avoid that. But, like, this guy here, there's... I don't know how to explain it. There's something funny. He's not grabbing me. He doesn't... I would like to say he's over-designed, but I think that's part of his design.
Right.
Yeah, he's not bad. He's not a bad...
3.5.
Yeah, it's very much like a steampunk look, like what I'm saying over there. And that makes sense to me. Or like an astrology-esque... You know those super fabricated, crazy machines for like astrology when you're looking at like... Especially they like to show them off in fantasy settings where the whole room is a giant, like, crazy, clocky, fucking universal...
Or just
go
with astrologians from fucking Final Fantasy 14 or Weapon... Yes. The fucking globe out and it's got the spinny things.
Or you can go all the way back to Elder Scrolls Oblivion with the fucking DLC where you get into the fucking Mages Guild and you actually go into the building.
Yeah, that one.
That's exactly what he is. He's one of those type of things.
I mean, for that, that's cool.
And that's the reason why I want to say he's over-designed.
Right.
But part of the whole gyroscope crazy fucking universal thing...
Is the more the better.
It is over design.
Right.
And that makes him right. So his motif is spot the fuck on, which puts me at like a 3.7, even though I don't really care for him.
Right. That's why I'm at the 3.5 personally.
Go ahead.
I agree with Seth on this one.
See, I'm probably going to be the oddball. I'm going to go with a 4.
No,
like,
enough.
I don't care for him, but I don't not care for him.
Well, to be fair...
But it's better than a 3.
Well, to be fair, the group rating is a 3.64, and I feel like that's actually the most fair for this guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Alright, base. Phase 2, dragon form.
People say Nick giving out Christmas.
So he changed his...
He changed his eyes.
Yeah, he downgraded a bit and changed the eyes because of the dragon.
Yeah, he did downgrade a bit because he lost his shoulders and a couple of things here and there.
Right.
Next.
So it's like because like for me, those things, when you see them in movies and shit, they open piece by piece and become bigger and bigger and bigger. He seems like he's just opening up.
Next.
Like it's an early form of him.
It's not.
Okay. I actually prefer it more, so I'm going to go up to a 3.8.
I'm leaving it at the 3.5.
I'm going to move down to a 3.5 because, like I said, I truly believe that part of this motif, in order to make it work, you have to over-design him.
Right. Yep.
Those things are over-designed on purpose.
He's getting a 3.6 because he lost some of that feel for it.
3.5.
You were close. He's a 3.58, so he didn't get a 3.6.
I lost by prices rate rules.
He's 3 rabbit form.
There you go, Shane.
Rabbits help you.
No, they don't. I think I'm probably moving down to a 3.3. Because I still see that middle chest and everything. I still know what he's supposed to be. And I think that the way I'm looking, he gets cooler and opens up and opens up and opens up and gets more complicated in his design, just like what he's based on.
I'm just going to give it the same score, 3.6, because all they did was swap the helmet.
Same.
No, they didn't. His shoulders are different.
Yeah.
His shoulders are different. His legs are slightly different. He's that's what I mean is he's closing up. Like, it almost looks like these forms, and I don't know if this is the way it happens in the show, but it looks like these forms are supposed to be moving the other direction. Like, he turns into that over-designed giant thing as everything opens up and starts spinning around.
3.3.
3.9.
3.52, moving on.
Base
hole
phase
form.
Form perfection?
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect cell. Okay.
Black hole form?
There's a GIF in this one.
Huh.
Huh.
Oh, okay. Do we have another picture?
We got a couple of them. Go ahead and go to the next one, Scott.
Something seems familiar.
Yeah, the helmet kind of resembles part of the, you know, GLaDOS parts.
Next.
And he's got satellite dish shoulders.
I wish these costumes had moved in the other design. I wish he would have opened up into that complicated thing that we saw at the base form and then became this when he opened up into a black hole.
Next.
That would have made a lot of sense for me.
Next. Okay, keep going.
Keep going. Yep. Next. Okay. Oh, did he just use dice?
No. No, those aren't.
That almost looked like space dice.
No,
that would have been cool.
Dice.
I was gonna say, Scott, you could just go back to that one picture to me, right? I mean, this guy's not terrible. He's not amazing, but I'm just going to give him a 4 again.
He's probably really cool in terms of the show. He's fucking black hole. He's probably super powerful and awesome, and I'm sure that's great. But like I said, I don't have that reference. So all I got is what I'm looking at, and...
And what I'm looking at is a 3.5.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
No. Oh.
What?
Now I know why the helmet looks familiar.
Why?
It looks like Chosen Thunder Liger.
Yeah. I can see that.
That's a wrestling reference that I'm not familiar with.
He's
a Japanese wrestler. So.
You're a wrestling reference I'm not familiar with.
Either way, what you got, Scotty?
4.
4, okay. this man is a 3.58 because I dropped him down to a 2.9 because that color clash did not agree with me. Much like my dinner last night didn't agree with me, but that's another story for another time.
That's another story
for another time. Oh, Christ, in a handbasket. How many more fucking folders we got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more folders with folders and folders.
Lord!
Kamen Rider Grease.
Halfway through this fucking show.
Base form.
Look, we knew this was going to be a long motherfucker.
Oh my god, no fucking joke, man.
You know what would have helped this guy?
Rabbits. Not being in this show.
Leather jacket.
This guy looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Next.
I can't explain why. His chest, and this is not going to help him, but go back to that last picture.
Okay.
His chest, when he's walking at you like that, doesn't that kind of look like the Raiden chest?
Oh, from Metal Gear 2?
Yeah, he looks like he's wearing the skull suit. Even look at the helmet. He looks like he's wearing the skull suit from Foxhound.
Yeah.
When you said that that wouldn't help him.
Next. Next.
Look,
we all hate on Raiden, but...
a lot of people that hate on Raiden.
But the outfit was cool. And then he took off the helmet, and then he became not cool.
But his suit was still cool, even when he wasn't cool.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't like him, but...
I don't know how I'm feeling about the weapon.
The weapon sucks.
The weapon's weird.
The weapon's dumb. It's just fucking dumb.
Is that a buzzer when he tries to shake your hand? And
no, I think it's a rip-off of the Iron Man repulsor blast.
Even if it does cool stuff, but it's... Yeah.
Next.
I mean, I get what they're going for. The weapon is cool in terms of the way it's probably used, but the weapon is dumb. Here's the thing. Maybe if the weapon would have been colored different to match his motif, like maybe black and gold.
Not fucking powder blue.
Fucking powder blue. The fucking jackhammer
drill punch thing is gold.
He's not a terrible looking person. Not by far.
No.
I've already seen
him. No, he's actually not.
But, when I get torn like this, I'm just going to start giving threes.
I'll give him a 3.5. Like, I like parts of him, but there's parts of him that, I don't know.
I'm at a 3.8. Okay, so Bill's agreeing with me then at the 3.8. Okay. 3.48. Let's keep this train a-moving.
Okay, Grease Final Forms.
Blizzard. Well, no.
Pretty fucking sweet.
He got
even though he's got a giant grabby hand.
Pinchy.
Next.
Same thing. He's the same thing. He got a color swap. And he got a different weapon.
But color swaps can make a huge difference.
Yes, yes, yeah. They very much can.
So this like guy this is not case. This guy's not a 3, he's a 4.3.
Next.
I like the blizzard, the ice color.
And the weapon isn't as stupid. And it's, I don't know, colored correctly.
Clamps!
Yeah, we'll give him the clamps. It's fine. I like that fucking character off of Futurama. Can I give him the clamps yet?
Hey, Scott, do you know what that says?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Shane, do you know what that says?
Yeah, it says,
fuck you!
It says my stomach is grumbly. That's what it says.
3.5.
I really wish I could read Japanese.
4.3, like Shane did.
I'll move up to a 4. I like his look. Color-wise, it did do him a favor.
Holy shit, I don't know how we managed to do that, but yeah, he's an even 4.
Nice!
Okay.
Nice.
Actually, yeah, if you don't give me a PBJ, I'll take some cereal because I'm fucking
perfect kingdom, huh?
Yeah, perfect kingdom. Let's see how perfect it is.
It's fucking greatness, man.
Fuck.
I like
he's trying so hard to be fucking Mega Man X. It's not even funny.
You're right. It's not funny.
Next.
Is your. I don't like how you... What the fuck?
He's got a little castle, Shane.
Oh, they're morphers. This is what I'm going to call it. Yeah, they're getting more and more ridiculous.
Next.
It's a shame. Okay. It's a shame. Your morpher. Your morpher is a little fucking Polly Pocket castle that you have to carry around to school with you. That you can morph and fight bad guys.
Well, obviously I had to keep it in my bag, okay?
No, you gotta keep it on you because you never know when monsters might happen, Shane.
Where am I going to keep it at, Bill?
You got to be the sad, stupid high school kid that comes to school every day tugging around your Polly Pocket castle and keep it on the edge of your desk.
Whatever happened to just the normal Mighty Morphin?
Polly Pocket Castle. Polly Pocket Castle. That's what you got to have, Shane.
What do you want me to wear? It like a fucking wristwatch?
You don't wear it. You carry that with you everywhere in case monster were to occur.
No, Shane,
what you do is you attach a string to it, and then you attach that string to your cell phone, because, again, Japan is very big about, hey, here's the lucky charm that's on my fucking cell phone, and people think he's all sorts of fucking magically awesome. Like my fucking dry-ass lucky charms, I mean. Oh, no, they're tricks, actually. But anyway.
Oh, wait, somebody trying to spoil the show in the chat? What?
I like that.
Okay, we don't pay attention to that.
Right now, they're even talking. The chat even says those morphers don't really sell anymore. He's like, kids don't like those toys anymore. Well, wonder why.
I bought myself a Mighty Morphin Morpher.
Yeah? Would you buy the Polly Pocket Castle?
Fuck no.
Thanks.
Oh, dude, you're never going to be able to be this guy.
I don't want to be this guy.
See, actually, Scott, go back into that real quick. Now, the funny thing is, served in the military, this guy has a severe allergy that could cause him to die. That's what that red tag is.
I don't want to be this guy.
How do I know this? I had a red tag that was on my dog tags. Because I'm allergic to spider bites.
So does the gold tag mean that he pisses himself when there's gunfire?
There is no gold tag. That's a...
I kind of see a blue-red
silencer.
Yellow.
The yellow is the little piece to go around the metal dog tags as a silencer. Mm. That way your dog tags don't jingle. Hard to sneak when you go jingle, jingle, jingle.
That's why Steiner could never sneak a mission.
Nope. Plate mail shorts. He just runs balls first into
everything.
So fucking stupid.
You really ruined this guy for me with the fucking morpher. The Polly Pocket fucking castle thing. So if this guy gets a one, even if he doesn't deserve it, I don't care. I'm a hater.
I just feel like if we were all given
this guy
ranger powers, if we were all given ranger powers and shit like that, like, we would get our cool powers, Shane, and then he would be like, no, take these. All morphers, keep them on you at all times. And he's handing them out. He gets to you and he's like, you, Shane, Polly Pocket Castle.
Shane would be like, I'm out.
You just make me the sixth ranger because they always had to have something different.
Yeah, yes. the rest of us got lucky and got Mighty Max instead.
We have smartphone watches.
And I get a fucking Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket Castle.
Fuck you, Zordon.
You get to be the coolest ranger. But as a human in everyday life, you constantly have to carry around this little Polly Pocket castle.
And get your ass beat. This guy is going to get a 3.8 for attempting to be Mega Man X from one of the later X games.
Meta 3.5.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Bill, it's raining.
I can't give this guy a fucking one. He doesn't deserve it.
This guy gets a two.
His morpher sucks, but he can't.
It's not just that. It's him. It really, I think it might be the way the colors are. He's a fucking Beetleborg.
And you have a problem with Beetleborgs?
Yeah, actually I do.
Oh, no, we got a problem.
When we get to the Beetleborg series, I'm probably going to give a lot of people low scores. I don't know why. I don't know why. Because I see them, and sometimes they just kind of look like riders, but look. They look like cheap knockoff GoBot versions of Kamen Riders.
You know what? I really wish I didn't have to drive to Bartonville later. I would pop open some of my beer. It's kind of where I'm at right now.
Damn, there's that.
Did everybody give a score?
No, I'm missing two. Unless I didn't hear over me crunching my cereal.
You're absolutely right. I did give him a 2.
Okay. So then I've got a 3.5, a 3.8, and a 2. Are you sticking with the one, Shane?
No, change it to a 3.5.
3.5,
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that much of a hater.
Did I miss a Scott score then?
I think so.
I think I gave a 3.5.
The Riders can take whatever they want. Look, I get it. I get it, chat. I get it. But here's the thing. When things become popular, when they become big, even if you weren't the thing that started it, like when with Beta and VHS, look, VHS won the competition. It doesn't matter necessarily if you're better or have higher definition or can do more shit. The truth of it is this. The thing that becomes the popular motif becomes the standard, and that became Rider. So when things like Beetleborgs and shit come out, even if Beetleborgs are based on something that came out before, Riders are the things that made the motif. So they just look like knockoffs.
So you said a 3 point what?
I was saying 3.3.
Okay, thank you.
For the third time.
3.22, moving on.
See, the thing is, this is why I'm glad we didn't do this 2 weekends ago, because it would have totally ruined birthday weekend.
Killed us.
Holy shit, it's like we're not even fucking moving.
Right.
Oh.
Hey, look, a movie villain.
Is he? Is he a movie villain?
Yeah. Oh, but he's
That's
cool.
Fine either way. He looks neat.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, he's cool.
He's a spider.
Next.
That gives him a zero.
No.
Because he will kill him.
No, that's why I'm not going to give him a zero. Jesus Christ, Seth.
Next.
He gets a one at least.
Did you give me a zero? Now I'm definitely going to kill you.
Damn, it is coming down now. Bill, you weren't fucking joking, buddy.
Yeah, shit,
that storm's hitting here hard.
It slowed down here. Unless it's whipping back this way, because I can hear all the thunder and shit, but our rain has slowed down.
Well, good. It needs to stay fucking slowed down, because I still got to go to the goddamn grocery store, because we ain't got no food.
Don't you even worry about it.
Cereal.
That was a hell of a bowl.
Your van and start to drive. It'll come down like a motherfucker just for you.
Yeah,
I'm going to say this now. If I lose power, I will have to figure something out.
Watch on YouTube and either text me the show.
Power!
But, what'd you say, Scott? You give it a 4 point what?
4.4.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think it is a 4.4. I think this guy's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'll do 4.4. Not out of fear of death, because honestly, I don't give a shit. I'll just pop some Benadryl. Stab myself with an EpiPen. And then grab out the can of Raid. I mean, the industrial can of Raid, but, you know.
4.41.
Holy hell, it's coming down.
I'm going to pull out the power of Shiva and fucking 8,000 hand bitch slap.
Ooh, I'm glad I dropped a score before they said that.
What?
4.39. So we can basic math this shit.
Dominic made himself a reference that would have hurt this guy.
Virtual Boy Spider Rider.
Oh, the Virtual Boy sucked.
So what was the score, Seth?
4.4.
Okay.
4.4.
Fuck you, I'm hungry, you cocksucker!
Should have ate beforehand, Seth.
Sounds like you're fucking swallowing dick.
Kamen Rider Mad Rogue.
Dad, you don't speak cocky mouth.
Okay.
That's not what he says when fucking my dick's in his mouth. But...
Oh,
I'm
kind of
digging this.
Fucking derailing hard. This guy's fucking sweet.
Next.
Oh, well, now I'm seeing
like
more
some kind of weird bone guy?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if that's what's going on.
They say he's a cyborg.
I don't know, I'm seeing Bat from the visor, but Batman he is not.
No, but it's... I don't know, because it looks like he's got bones popping off of him.
Next.
No, they say he's a bat.
A bat engine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, do we install him into the Batcopter?
No, the Batmobile.
I guess that
Next.
Works.
Especially if it's fucking Adam Wee 66, where he needs okay. a big engine.
So he's like a crazy engine robot bat thing. I can see it. I get where they're going with it.
I see the bat now on this helmet.
This is pretty sweet. I mean, I'll give this guy a 4.3. I dig it. I like the color scheme.
I agree. 4.3 is an acceptable.
Back in a second.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, 4.3 doesn't sound bad. I think I can meet you there.
I'll go along with 4.3.
Cool, then I'm not even going to math it. 4.3, let's go.
Okay.
Metal build, another movie villain thing. And base, metal build, base form, tank.
Ah. Wow, that is not tank.
You are the epitome of basic.
I'm already throwing a fucking 3.
Solid fucking color.
Yeah, he's a 3.
3.
Next.
There's nothing that stands out about him. He's just fucking
simple,
all black.
Simple fucking design.
Cool. So do we want to wait the 2 minutes for Nick to come back or just...
No.
Cool. Then he's a fucking 3.
Okay.
In case he comes back... it's like a black guy. Congrats. You missed nothing, Nick.
Pretty much.
Dang, you can't say that.
Build.
Bitches. Storms woke the girlfriend up, so.
Well, you didn't miss much with the last guy.
Yeah, no, I saw it was a hazard form shit again.
Right.
So, what's this one?
Looks this like one's Phantom Build.
Phantom Build, huh?
He's ass.
Next.
He's, not cool.
I'm not seeing the Phantom.
He's ass.
Me neither. I see an attempt to be a fighter jet. Kinda.
1.2.
I guess a 1.
I'll give it a 2.5.
Like, even the dark green's not helping him out. I don't know what the fuck he's supposed to be.
3.2, he's a little bit more designed than basic, but I mean, eh.
If it's a stealth bomber, then it's a 0.
There we go. 1.58. Somehow my phone just lagged like a son of a bitch, and I punched in the buttons, and it took a minute. Might be time for it to be restarted.
Alright, that's it for the middle. Kamen Rider Rogue. Night Rogue.
If this dude is supposed to be sneaky he is not. I'm not getting the night motif either.
I think we're back to bat shit.
Yeah, they blatantly were like, Batman! They even got the yellow bat symbol out.
He looks like one of the fucking knockoff Batmans that you could buy.
Can you zoom into his... Okay, never mind. This actually gives me a better. Are those like supposed to be like exhaust pipes on his shoulders?
Yes. It's an engine.
Yeah. Okay. Bat engine.
I like how his helmet glows like that. That's kind of cool.
Next.
That's like the only thing. All right. There's two cool things. I dig the wings.
Those wings are kind of cool.
Right, but I think that's more Henshin shit though. I don't know.
But no, that's.
I bet you it's very simply a CGI-esque thing when he does certain attacks and shit.
Well, yeah, true.
The other guys had wings, too, but we didn't always see them. It wasn't actually a part of their motif unless they were doing something.
Like, the helmet glowing and the bat wings were cool, but him sitting in the fucking lounge chair with the... I couldn't tell what the fuck that was. I honestly thought it was an old school phone.
No, it's an old answering machine.
One of those rotary phones?
Yeah, I thought it was legitimately like Adam Wee rip-off Batman.
I like his chair.
Like, the glowing helmet eyes was neat, and the wings are cool. But the rest of them, not so much.
I'll give this guy a 3.8 and his chair a 4.1.
The chair gets a 4.1. Okay. God damn it, Shane.
I'm giving this guy a 3.2. He is slightly over-designed, but not by much.
Yeah, 3.2 is fine.
This guy gets a 2.5.
Okay. And then what'd you say, Scotty?
3.3.
Okay. You kind of broke up on my end. 3.2. And then I don't know if that's because you guys are all getting stormed and I'm in
person. We are. I honestly don't think it's raining where I'm at.
Right.
Okay. Rogue base form.
All right, see, this dude looks neat.
I like purple.
Purple works. Purple works always with black.
Yep.
It really does.
And the white accents make it look a little bit better. Okay.
I like the purple.
Why do you have a fucking moving box?
Oh, that's a toy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was part of the design.
That's a toy.
That was part
fragile.
Of design.
Handle
that
with
great.
Care.
Because if that's not, this man gets a zero.
Oh, no.
But
no.
That's the toy. That's not the toy.
If he...
Okay, this is the one time I'm going to do this for probably a while. Chat, please explain the fucking fragile handle with care sticker on the back of his head, then.
It's dumb. Or it's a joke that they thought was clever. His bottle is cracked, therefore he has a fragile sticker.
He's a zero now. He was cool as hell until that popped up.
One.
That literally caused it to drop to a zero.
I'm at a three.
I can't do that. I'm going to give him a four because, yes, that is dumb. But I'm looking at the way he looks, and since I don't know the story and I don't get that joke and I feel like that is stupid, but I cannot see it. Aside from that one time they highlight it, eh.
All right, fair enough. Then I will go back and I will revise my score to a fucking 3.2, which is what he was going to get before fucking handle with care fragile sticker. So, whoop, no, not a 0.25. Holy fuck. Divide that by 5. Okay. 2.2.
Yes. Yes, I am petty. It's okay. I'm allowed to be.
Rogue.
Oh, you getting booed.
I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Who's on the show? Wait, that's right. I'm on the show.
I don't like his bad cape.
What? His cape sucks.
It's a fucking blanket.
It reminds me of when I was a kid, I used to purposely take the sheet off my bed and tie it around my neck and be a hero.
Yep. Do the Superman thing. Yep.
Yep.
Although, to be fair, I can forgive the cape, only because if you look at the chest and the accents, it makes him look more like he's supposed to be a matador, so I can kind of get behind it, but only kind
of. Is that what they're going with? Yeah, that's a matador.
Yeah.
Kind of. Matador capes are off the shoulder, though, but...
True.
With the way the armor's painted... That is what matadors would kind of wear.
Yep.
So, I actually like this. And, because we have not seen the back of his head, I can only assume that stupid sticker is gone. So, I can give this guy a decent score. He's going to get a 4.5.
I'm not seeing it. You guys can see whatever you want. I'm not seeing it.
I'm at a 3.8.
I purposely just looked up matador pictures, and this guy
give me, like... 2 minutes, I have to run out to my car and move it out of my street because my street is flooding.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's the second time this year my street has flooded really bad, so
I live on a hill. It makes my yard ass, and it fucking kicks my ass whenever I have to mow it, but I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, 3. Not like when 3. I lived below the hill and it would fucking flood every goddamn spring.
Matadors don't wear capes on their back.
Yeah. That's not a thing.
Yeah,
they wear it on their arm.
They wear it off their fucking shoulder.
Yeah.
Their motif in general, since I'm looking at the common matador costume design, this guy's not a matador. That is not what he is.
Well, I never said he was. I said it looks like it's going for that motif.
He, fuck. Give him a 4. That purple with gold. To what he looks like with me is he looks like an armored-esque knight that would fight in a Fire Emblem if he didn't have that helmet. If he just had like his actual head sticking out, he would be almost like a Ellie Wood type of idea from Fire Emblem.
I like Fire Emblem so far.
I mean, to be fair, he does kind of give off like a Dark Knight kind of a vibe to him, but more like a...
Yeah, he looks like Ellie Wood. I'm going to save him right here and send him into the deal to show you what I'm talking about.
Right.
There, he's in there.
Hell yeah.
He looks like Ellie Wood from Fire Emblem.
Right.
It looks like a rogue.
Well, either way, what you got, Scotty?
I'm back.
You said 3.3.
Okay. So 3.92 for that guy. I think we only have one left, yeah?
Let me check. Okay. And off photos.
Oh, thank God. So no more scoring.
Yeah.
Cool. Ready to kick some ass.
Wait.
I don't know. Does anyone want to see the flooded street?
We're on the final picks?
Yeah, we're on the group picks now.
What the shit?
Holy shit. So yeah, apparently a manhole cover blew off on my road.
Nice.
The drainage system on my street is backed up so bad, it actually dislodged a manhole cover. And the water's pouring up through it.
Well, hopefully okay. Somebody
I like the more standing. Now look, standing next to everybody else.
Get the fuck out of there!
I see his fucking tube ass, and I'm telling you, he just looks bizarre.
He needs to get the fuck out of the picture.
Dang!
Yeah, he really does.
To be next. Fair, that's kind of why I gave him the 4.7. He actually stood out a bit.
Okay. One of two things is going on here. They're all supposed to be doing something different, or two of them did not get the memo.
Three of them, actually.
Next.
It's kind of neat.
What the we didn't see those three guys.
They could very well be from something different, though.
Yeah, they could be from another show. Yeah. Like, this could be the passing of the torch to the next show.
Or could be some Metal Hero guys or something like that.
Right, yeah. Could be a crossover with something else. Because, yeah. It does
say in the book. Oh, saying that's the friends. Other parts of that guy when he goes into his castle form. Yeah. Those are his buddies that died.
Next.
Fucking. Bikes!
I love the caption at the top. Directed by Michael Bay. My blah blah explosion.
You know what our explosions could use some more of, Bill? Come on, Bill. Do the line. Never mind, just keep going.
Are you telling me to do coke on the show?
Yes, just do coke.
You can't be doing some shit like that. I got like a family and shit.
So do people that do coke.
They'll understand.
Next.
They really do. You're right.
Next.
Yes, we know what build means.
Next.
I'm sorry.
Behold, Minecraft Sponge Man!
No, I think they went for Pyramid Head, but all they had was a block of cheese.
It says to read the caption.
Build versus bootleg SpongeBob.
Ugh.
Oh, who lives in a rectangle under the sea?
Next!
That's a cool pick.
That is, that's really fucking cool.
That's a really awesome pick.
Next.
Huh.
That is not as cool, but it is cool.
Right.
Kind of gives me a Teen Titans idea, like the way the animation is running there.
Next. Hi.
fuck out of these pictures.
No, no, no. It says say bye-bye. It's for Shane.
Yeah, bye. Get the fuck out.
All right, that's
no,
it.
No, that's not what you usually say. It's time for the end of episode.
Yeah, we're actually at the end.
Insert Jacksepticeye end of episode bell.
We're done.
Hallelujah.
Cool.
Oh my god.
Well next.
Wow, this episode was huge.
It was.
Yep, and we saw a really shitty guy named Genius.
Damn.
I know why he's doing it.
Yep. So, are we ready to get out of here? Should we drop any contact information or anything like that?
Well,
you guys can check us out on our YouTube if you're actually listening to the podcast, which why the fuck are you listening to a 3-hour long episode of us bitching and whining about this? I'm Kitty. We love you guys. Not so much. You can always check out our website, fandomnight.com.
You can not also... as much as they used to be able to do, no.
Oh, is it not up there anymore?
It's up there, but
it hasn't been updated in forever.
It hasn't been updated or messed with in a very long time.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's right. I can do the Discord thing. Hold on. To the Discord.
So, anybody that has any interest whatsoever, I do my own show. If you want to come hear me, bitch, that's Fandom with Reploid Bill right here on YouTube. You can find me on things like Twitter. I'm on there from time to time. I'm on Facebook and yada yada. Of course, all of our shows that we do have Facebook groups. And I also, the same, my Fandom with Reploid Bill has a Discord, which if anybody is interested, I will put that link onto the Fandom Night Facebook. However, just so you know, that is an uncensored network, and people post crazy shit there sometimes.
Yeah, like the last group that joined in and ended up getting bombarded by, what I dropped, like, almost 100 nudie pics?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I wasn't fucking around that day.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I was like, what actually, the fuck is happening?
Which, before we actually get fully the fuck out of here, there is one last bit of business that we do have to go over.
What's that, sir?
For those of you who would like more of us, like you guys aren't just here for the Sentai, you're actually here for us. To my knowledge, and Bill can correct me, starting every other weekend, I want to say starting next weekend, on Saturdays, we might be bringing back the gaming channel.
Okay,
well, the gaming podcast.
I've been in talks with a much larger YouTuber for a long time. I'm talking a long time. It's been a deal that's been back and forth for almost probably four fucking months now, maybe even 5 months. And what was originally going to happen was I was going to join up on his show because we weren't currently doing ours. And he had a gaming podcast. And then him and his co-host had this big fucking falling out and yada yada and a bunch of shit. Well, after yada yada and a bunch of shit took place, what ended up happening was he wanted to get the copyright for the show that he had helped create. And it's going to be a bunch of back and forth battle nonsense that he doesn't want to go through. So I made a counter offer to him. I told him, instead of me appearing on your show, if you would like, I will bring back the controller pile up on my channel and just run it every other Saturday when we're not doing this. Same time, 10 in the morning, yada, you know, 10 in the morning, run for 2 hours.
10 in the morning, Central Standard Time.
Yep. And just talk random video game-esque bullshit. And that's exactly what it is. It's what have you been playing? What are you looking forward to? What's some gaming news? Have you beat anything lately? That. And then wherever that conversation takes us, there's no guarantee that it goes anywhere. It's a random fucking conversation at that point. And that's what it is. It will probably be running on my Fandom with Reploid Bill every other Saturday that we're not here. And whoever ends up joining us on there joins us on there. Sometimes I'll have Shane on the show. Sometimes I'll have Scott on the show. It depends on how the conversations go and how everybody hangs out. Some people won't join that show. They'll probably be working on other ideas because Scott also has his channel. It seems like he's trying to get it off the ground and shit like that too.
Yeah, lately I've just been doing topics and stuff like that.
And which originally, I have to work a Saturday, so.
Originally, you were doing videos like once every.
I
used to just keep doing like video game news articles, and now it's just stuff.
Yeah, that's what my channel is too. It's just stuff. It's just hanging out and talking about, like I recently talked about the fact that Captain Kirk is going into space.
Yep.
I hope it works better for him than it did poor Duhan.
Well, Duhan was already dead, so that worked out fine for him. Kirk is going into space while living and breathing, so you should really hope it works out better for
him. Well, especially because the shuttle that Duhan's ashes were on was the Challenger, which didn't make it to space.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. So we're going to hope that it goes a little bit better for Shatner, who is alive while going up.
Just a little bit better. We hope that it goes really, really well.
Yeah.
A little bit means, we might have technical issues, but we're not going to explode.
But yes, yeah, I covered that and all kinds of other things, and we're going to start doing gaming stuff again, because that's where all of this actually started.
Yep.
That's how this show started.
Actually, our very first episode that we ever did was the Prince of Persia review, the movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the very first thing that we did to start us going on to do these shows.
Yeah, but where the podcast started, our podcast's presence specifically started in video games.
Yeah, it was the Legacy of Gaming stuff that we did.
Well, to be fair, it was The Chairs, and today we're reviewing Final Fantasy.
Yeah, but it became the Legacy of Gaming.
Well, later on, yes.
We had to save The Chairs because there was way more than four of us, and then we stopped calling it all that completely because I broke four chairs by sitting.
No, you broke three of them.
No, I broke four.
Oh, did you finally break the fourth?
I broke four ages ago, dude. That's why we made the joke of, that's why we don't call the show The Four Chairs anymore, because I broke them all.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Nick doesn't know how to sit down like a normal person.
Nope, I let gravity take my ass to the chair.
That's what we got.
Sitting shit.
All right, so then that's everybody. Say the thing after I go to the internet.
He already said it. Why aren't we in the internet?
We are in the internet. I said, say it after I go into the internet. And he said, bye, right as I'm going in. So now we're staring at fucking OBS as I'm hovering over the stop button and explaining this, because I don't want it to not go unexplained.
Bye.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.